evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being a self-righteous douche and coming up to me.
Wait a minute. Have Joe and I offended somehow?
Not more than usual. Oh, no, you guys are fine.
When you mentioned that, I was thinking to myself.
You're not self-righteous. You don't believe in yourself enough.
Well, I should have more confidence. Yeah, you're right.
You're right. You know that. No,
you guys are not self-righteous.
That's true. That backs us both out of the problem.
Yeah, you guys are not preaching. You're fine. You're douches. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But I can respect that.
I've got as much confidence as a scared chihuahua, so I guess that's true.
Scared chihuahua can bite.
You quiero Taco Bell.
You quiero Taco Bell, indeed.
I can't get through a damn intro without you morons ruining it. Let me get through this, then chirp away like little sparrows.
Okay.
Now it's awkward.
You used to an argument. All right, boss. It's going to argue and fight now.
Well, Dan seems like a dick tonight. He's yelling at them. They're just having fun. I thought it was supposed to be a radio show.
The week isn't even over yet.
We're very observant tonight. So.
For that. If you wish to call in and possibly get yelled at, the number is 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. If you wish to join our chat room, the Den Pen, just go to davinsden.com. Click listen and chat live. If you're listening on one of our great radio affiliates, simply minimize their page. Go to davincomedy.com. Go to the Davin's Den page and then click the chat and go link and you are in and you're still listening on the radio affiliate. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I'm joined by Joe Curry, who you heard.
Good evening.
And the mother of the Den Pen, the Den Mother.
Yes.
Pip Hulix.
Good evening.
Tonight, we've always tried to bring this back. We played a couple times a year. We'll be playing Name That Orgasm.
Oh, yes.
And and we'll explain in a little bit. And if a member of the Den Pen happens to get the most orgasms correctly, we will send them a fabulous prize.
Awesome.
So, that's cool.
You were going to say if they managed to get the most orgasms, and then they always win.
Well, as long as they do the Gallagher thing and throw down a drop cloth, I don't care what they're doing. Who am I to complain?
Don't mess up your keyboard. That's really a mess.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't care what you're
doing. Have to hose it off.
Just send pictures. Anyway. We'll also continue my conversation with one of Ghana's most, what I'm told, effective scammers. He's really good. The funny thing about that is some folks actually thought that conversation that we started last week with him was actually scripted. No, that's legit.
That was real.
He's really that creepy.
It was so like the devil went down to Georgia in scammer terms, you know?
It was.
The devil went down to Georgia.
Without the obnoxious fiddle.
Devin went down to Ghana. He had a scammer to five.
Well, they do think I have been to Ghana, yes. Joe. It's, you know, I'm a traveler. Let's see.
Bring your gold. You'll get rolled.
We're pleased to announce our newest live and also download affiliate, Ruthless Radio, at ruthlessradio.fm. The owner of this station, he was Stewart from the Hooter and Greenway show. So that used to be his station before he switched over to another station, but he's reformed Ruthless Radio. He asked if we could be part of it. Of course, we said yes. He also created our Android app where people can listen to Davin's Den on demand on the Android app. So I was very excited to be working with Stewart again, so we're going
to
be there.
Yeah, Dynamite Man. It's nice to be hooked up with him again.
Good dude. So that's ruthlessradio.fm, and also I'm going to start putting the shows up on after tonight on there, so you can get to listen to the shows on demand. So now I think we got, 10 live affiliates?
Yeah. Mm.
So you can hear us all over the place.
Exactly.
We will not be ignored.
No, we will not. We demand to be heard.
Try as you might.
Try as you might, we will be heard.
Joe and I won't be ignored even when Davin tries to get through the intro.
Yes.
There we are. Now we are on. We are everywhere we're supposed to
right
be.
Right on.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Here we is.
All right. So this past Tuesday, we didn't do a show this past Tuesday. Joe and I were doing the comedy thing.
We were gigging.
Yeah, we did a great place. Rebecca's in Edgewater, New Jersey. Great food.
Yes, very nice place.
Packed house, good gig.
Yeah.
Have a good gig. So I walk in there. I'm there a little bit before Joe is. I walk in there. As soon as I walk in, this guy introduces himself to me. His name is Willie Gonzalez. And he immediately tells me he is a former third string second baseman for the 1977 Yankees.
Oh, yeah, I knew that. What?
Well, I don't think Willie would lie.
I think the ball boy had more clout.
I know.
You know?
So, yeah. So, so that's like one of the first things he tells me and everything.
Now, was he drunk?
No, he was sober at this point.
Okay.
But, you know, he's trying to big guy. That's cool.
Yeah, so he goes with his opening salvo as I was a big wig once.
So it's a very small place. So right next to where we're performing, There's a large table of older gentlemen, lawyers, whatnot, and hot chicks. From, like, the United Nations of hot, various ethnicities and everything. Hot chicks.
Hot.
Hot. And I overhear one of them saying, the guy's like, that he has a wife. But, of course, she's not there.
No, of course not.
So, whatever. So that's immediately stage left and everything.
So
there was a miscommunication between myself and my host. Okay. So he did not make it. So we just had Joe do more time, which is fine. Joe's used to doing more time anyway. So it was fine. So Joe starts off like a ball of fire, just right from the get-go. Just has them and everything. You know, they're all in. I'm watching. This is great. And now this table, I'm going to say stage left. There was no stage. Stage left starts talking. And Joe actually addressed it a couple times. That's not really Joe's thing to really address
it. Well, sometimes you have to go, when it's starting to affect your rhythm, you know, if you plow on, and if there's two, for me personally, there's when I stop to address something, is if it's affecting the show, if the other tables are noticing it, and it's affecting my rhythm.
Right.
So, I threw out a couple of things and stuff like that, and then I kept going because I don't want to stop every 2 seconds.
He actually did the smart thing. He actually turned his body away from them.
Right.
Yeah, because you focus on – what you do is in that room, what you do is you were kind of behind me. So you turn your attention away from them.
They had a great view of your ass.
And you see it. Well, then he could have kissed it too. And, and what you do is you focus –
maybe that's what they were talking about.
Yeah.
You kind of focus on the attention on the people in front of you, look at people in the eye in front of you and stuff to make sure that – you know, they concentrate on you and not the background behind you.
So there are people at the table who are enjoying Joe. There's this one girl, very pretty, long hair brunette, big gazungas and everything. Her back is to Joe the whole time. She can't be bothered. Joe, like, directly addresses her.
Yeah.
And she's, like, making faces because she's too hot for this.
I hate that.
Yeah. I'm watching this. I really don't know what I'm going to do because I have to go up next. This is my room. You know, I booked Sidesplitting Productions booked the room. Plus, I got to close out this show. I really don't have a game plan. Joe's addressed it a couple times. Joe is much politer. Not in real life.
What?
But with
an audience, yeah.
With an audience, he is much politer.
Oh, yes.
And
that's true.
He is. He's a much...
Now, here's another thing that I picked up on where Davin picked up the ball quite well. I did 45 minutes. And at about... probably about like 40 minutes, maybe about 30 minutes. It was, you know, the show started kind of late. So
It was about 30. But you didn't lose him. There was a lull. And
right.
You
and the lull. And the lull is because you could see people kind of getting tired.
Enough of this comedy.
Well, yeah, but no, it's a Tuesday night. It was getting late. You could see it in their eyes. I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, boy, oh, boy. I go, I feel bad for Davin because, Davin, you know, these guys are tired and it's tough.
Usually he feels bad for the audience when I'm about to go up.
Yeah. Usually I never feel bad for Davin. He could be there with shotguns. I'm like, this is going to be fun. And the only other time I felt concerned is when he had laryngitis when we went on tour in Michigan. Those are the only two times. I'm really getting soft in my old age. But
I got to talk to this therapist and thank her.
Yeah, really.
The last year.
But nonetheless.
Isn't it?
You know, a couple months.
But nonetheless, that's kind of like the position. You usually get that when the show is over and you're closing out and you're the final act where you notice that, all right, these people are tired and stuff like that. So I'm like, wow, David's got to go up and do 45. Good luck.
Good luck.
Well, no.
Godspeed.
But no.
Yeah, well, what can he do for you except make him get up and do jumping jacks?
Well, it was late, man. They were getting tired.
And there's that table there. I mean, the people are hanging in.
Didn't you say you started late, too?
It started a little late.
Yeah.
It started a little later than it was supposed to. But that happens.
Yeah,
that happens.
It does.
Especially the first show they've ever done. You know, they're a little behind. That's good. It's that thing that we're not used to.
And also, when you do a dinner show, you want to get them at dessert. So sometimes if they're still, you know, if you can hold, if the food was served late and you have the option to do it, you do take the liberty of trying to start late where you can get them when dinner's wrapped up and coffee's being served. That's the perfect time to start a show, which is pretty much what we did.
What is that? Because less interruptions by the server?
Yeah, less interruption by the server. And now they're kind of relaxed. They have to be like relaxed and they're ready to like relax and listen more.
Right.
So that's pretty much the traditional thing to do is start the show during dessert.
Okay.
So I've seen Joe address this table more than he usually I've ever really seen him address an audience. I mean, it's still very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Still much nicer than he is in real life. But more than I've ever seen. I have no game plan up there. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm kind of tired myself.
Right.
You know, it's my room, but I can't put up with this type of nonsense and everything. So I go up there, and right when I go up there, the Willie Gonzalez, the second baseman, starts talking. Not to me, just talking, and I ripped him a new one. I just told everybody that he was the third string second base for the 1977 Yankees and everything. And now he was a part of the joke, and everybody was making fun of his silly ass.
Now the one funny thing I find that Davin says is that I had no game plan. He went up there. I'm sorry. I didn't have a game plan. I'm not busting your ball, but you went up there with an agenda. Every wrong that came to me during that set by the audience, he stopped table to table and addressed and ripped them
apart. I wasn't planning on doing that.
No, but
it's like he sits back there taking notes. I'm really not doing that.
I'm really thinking, all right, am I just going to do material? I just want to get through this. I'm seeing the same thing. They're tired. They're rude. If they're nice to me,
yeah,
I don't have to address anything.
True.
So, but they're talking and everything and everything. So now I'm calling out the lawyer, like, you know, yeah, you're trying to get, look at you old guys trying to get laid. You guys aren't going to get laid by these girls and everything. Just calling it out and everything. And then I think, and there was a lot of this. I was kind of going around the room.
Right.
It really turned into a crowd work set, which was not my agenda. But the one girl that had her back to Joe, she was kind of digging me.
Okay.
There was a connection, not like that type of, but there was a connection, but still not where I needed her to be.
But did she turn around?
At times, look over the shoulder, which is really
all
you can.
Yeah,
at times she turned.
Bitch.
And at one point,
so rude.
And at one point she takes out her phone. It's about halfway through my set. She takes out her phone. Oh no, before that she's like going like this, like something like she was like laughing and I'm like, yeah, you're going to fly away with your big tits. But at one point, and this is one of maybe my favorite moments in comedy because I can't remember very far, but she takes out her phone.
Right.
And I tell her to put it away. She's like, why? I'm not talking about on it. I go, because it's rude. Just like sitting with your backs turned is rude. Just like talking through the whole show is rude. I just go, it's rude. It's rude. I go through the whole list of things that she's done. I go, it's rude. And the audience just like applauds.
Yeah.
Well, they probably noticed and they're like, look at this.
Well, it's funny that you.
That's great.
That's funny that you bring that up because basically what there's a thing in comedy. It's called calling the moment. And if there's something going on that's that people notice and you address it, it just makes people feel more easy. Like I said, people were getting tired. This lady said that this when I was on stage. And I'm the first act, and I really don't, you know, dive into people. I've already established my character and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I really can't
go. Your character could dive into people. You're a very angry character.
I know, but.
No, but that's the persona. It's an angry guy. Much angrier than I am.
I know, but basically everything.
I'm less angrier than he is.
Yeah. And everything everything people kind of noticed that was an underlying tone during my set, he went up and addressed. And it woke the crowd up. It woke them up and got them on board with that.
I did so maybe 10 minutes of material.
Really?
Yeah.
Out of 45?
I probably did more than 45, but yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, there was more crowd work than I usually do.
There was a ton of it, but given that situation, that's what you had to do.
So they liked it. But here's what I noticed about myself. The reason I tell the story, besides the rude thing, here's what I've noticed about myself. This is what I've noticed, because we were talking last week about the psychology of comics.
Right.
And what's wrong with us, and how we feel on stage and everything. Here's what I've noticed. Couple things. I am the least awkward when I'm in that element, when I'm doing this right now, or when I'm doing comedy.
Okay.
Because in real life, even after a show, if enough time has passed, and in real life, if hot girls want to talk to me, very, very awkward. Very, very awkward.
Now, I'm going to accentuate that.
You've seen the awkwardness.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Damn you for being so conversational with me. Damn you.
But I'm not. I tell you that last week, you know, had a very big impact because I'll even accentuate that. During the show, we were in a little alcove. He put us in a little alcove, which was cool. It was nice, very nice. And people were coming in to say hello, And because I'm the opening act, they forget about me. And it's like everybody's talking with Davin and stuff like that. And I really
talking.
Made,
some of them were manhandling me.
Yeah,
it hurt.
And I made.
They were men.
Wait, I'm sorry, Joe.
Yeah, I was. I was getting thrown around at points.
Slapped
on the back.
Oh, they loved him.
So they were beating him up in a hey buddy kind of way.
Yeah, it's kind of smart.
And the thing is, I'm sitting there and I'm like just so glad to be left alone because I really didn't want to get in any conversation. I just wanted to, you know, sit in my corner. Plus, the heat was so hot back there. I'm dozing. Like last week's show, I was so tired. Remember?
You started to look sleepy.
Sleep was like a commodity for me for the past 2 weeks. And last Thursday, I was beat. So now I go home, I get another 4 hours of sleep, and now I have to do this show. So I'm sitting now. It's Tuesday night, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like I'm in La La. Yeah. I'm starting to phase off. So when people, when we got done, people are coming back. I'm like, yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
So
there's
the key though. When Joe starts looking sleepy while we're doing the den, you have to do crowd work with him. Hey, so that Joe over there,
I'll bust his balls.
If need be, to be frank, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. Should I smack you every
time? If it helps, yeah.
But I can't talk to girls in real life. But I'm fearless on stage.
Well, you know what, though? A lot of comedians say that. Because you...
I can't take them home because the wife frowns upon it.
Mm. I don't know about that.
If she gets first dibs, maybe not. Yeah. My hard work and she gets first crack at it, I hardly think that's fair.
Is that what we invested in that video camera? Is that really why?
Yes, that's why.
You would be able to do it if you were one of those comics that are on all the time.
I'm not. Mm-hmm.
I know, and neither am I.
Yeah, no, you know, you guys are real people.
I mean,
better or worse.
I know, God help it.
There's so many times people, before a show, go, you know, I saw you sitting in the corner. You're just sitting there and stuff like that. Yeah. And then you go up on stage and you're a whole other person. I'm like, yeah, I'm on stage. And it's true. I'm a very different person on stage than I am off stage, unless you cut me off in traffic. You know?
that's always the equalizer.
Or online. But, you know.
It was great the one night that I was trying to cut in front of Joe when we were leaving the den. And he is giving me this shitty look out of the corner of his eye, like, don't even think about it. Don't even think about it.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get him attention, like, hey, it's me. And he's like, ah, she's trying to cut in front of me.
Like, who's this bitch trying to cut in my lane? It's you.
It was hilarious.
Our chat is also on the Indie Authority page in orange.
In orange.
The color varies.
To wake them up?
I thought you were talking about the county. What, no, one county to pay?
Is it a safety color?
I don't know. You, people Facebook me and let me know.
I know. Well, Caden Forrest is in the chat, den.
Yeah.
And was saying that we are in orange.
Good.
Yeah. It's an R code orange.
Code orange.
I don't know if that's good.
So, yeah, that's why I know it. Because even after shows, when Joe and I were in, where were we, Wisconsin?
Yeah.
There was that was, we told the story on the air, the young hot girl.
Yeah.
And I could not function. I'm like her older brother.
Yeah. But you want to know something? Now, on my end, I was Captain Party that night.
Because you were drunk.
I was drunk.
And you're getting divorced.
I was drunk, smoking cigars, cigarettes, doing shots, singing karaoke.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah.
Did you think he was in the compound?
Yes.
Yeah, he did.
That's why I was showing.
I did. Yeah. Except if he was in the compound, somebody would have done the young girl. No.
The keeper of the compound.
There's the difference.
But I even posted that night. I go show in Wisconsin how partying's done at the compound.
Yeah.
So then there was this weekend I had a gig at the Chabad house where my daughter, which is a Jewish organization.
I couldn't tell by the before you started the word.
It sounded like it was for the Hibernians.
The Hibernians?
Hibernians.
That's the lost tribe.
Yes.
which
wandered into Ireland.
Which is where my daughter goes to Hebrew school.
Okay.
For the fundraiser. And I told you guys this. Pip actually saw it. Last week before the show, which is the worst time to call me. I mean, Pip's brother's in studio right now. And I'm just not I'm just not sociable before. Because I'm not really.
Well, you got a lot of stuff on your mind,
exactly,
man. You got a lot of
exactly.
affiliates to get online and all this stuff. Yeah, you got, yeah.
So the rabbi calls me right before the show.
Right.
Which, and by the way, this rabbi's cool. I love this rabbi. This rabbi's cool people. You know, me with people of God, usually not so much.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, dangerous combo.
Yeah, but I like this guy. Like, I would hang out with him anyway. So he calls me up before the show. He's like, do you have time to talk? No, not really, rabbi. All right.
And then he launches into something.
Yeah, told the man of God to scram.
So he's like, I just want to go over a couple things for the show on Saturday. I'm like, all right. He's like, yeah, you know, do me a favor. Don't make fun of me too much. I go, rabbi, there goes what I've been doing for the past 6 months. What am I going to do now? How could I not do a show without making fun of you? He's like, yeah, and I listened to one of your shows when you talked about, you know, for Shavuot, that's one of the holidays where you put the Torah through the ceiling. we talked about that on the air.
Oh, I remember that, yeah.
He's like, yeah, you mentioned something about the Holocaust and showers.
yes, Rabbi. We meant they just went to be clean afterwards.
Get him on the phone. Tell him to tune in later.
he's like, could you not do that? I'm like, really, Rabbi? Jews don't like Holocaust jokes?
What?
This is news to me. I'm so glad we had this conversation, Rabbi.
Speaking of which, Trucker Tom just said, I heard phlegm. Here come the Jew words. Yeah, that's how we roll. Thanks, Tom.
You know, the man's right. You know. But so then, hold on. Now I gotta have to try to find the proper sound clip.
I thought it was just my allergies acting up.
What? What do you mean? The phlegm?
The phlegm.
It could be. It could be. Let's see. Where is it?
At the end of the conversation, you forgot to say hi, Hitler.
Which is really what I wanted to say to the rabbi, but there was more. Not the other. No, the dismissed. Not the other stuff.
Right.
Terrible.
Oh God.
So then he's like, "All right, well, like, you know, how are we going to do the pay? How are we going to do the payment?" I'm like, "So I go, all right, here's
Jews talking to Jews."
But I'm trying to get in the show. Now we're talking about what I care about.
Oh, God, here we go with the finagling. Who's going to outdo the other?
Actually, it's funny you mentioned that. He goes, well, what did we settle on? I go, well, we settled on X. He goes, I thought it was Y. I go, fine, I'll meet you in the middle.
Yeah, they were finagling.
It's like, fine.
It's like two alligators fighting over a caucus.
Really,
don't take this one side, take the other. Yeah, we got big slappy dudes.
I just didn't have time. So how are we going to do the payment? I go, all right, Rabbi, you're going to go outside. You're going to see a guy in the corner. His name is Vito. He's going to be standing on the corner. He's going to have a paper bag in the crook of his arm. Don't look at him. I don't want anything to happen to you, Rabbi. You walk past Vito really slowly. As you walk by, you drop the wad of cash right in the paper bag. Don't look back, Rabbi. I don't want anything to happen to you.
You told him that?
Yes, this is what I told him.
This is almost word for word what he was saying to the rabbi.
Oh, that's right. You were
standing up, and I'm like, what is he doing? And I knew because he said something rabbi on the phone. So I'm like looking at him like he's high. He's saying these
out of your
things.
Mind.
What, you think I just annoy credit cards when they call me before the show?
No,
he's a man of God.
Too long. I know that you don't.
So we have the show on Saturday. They get a very nice turnout. What's the matter? You're looking at the chat. Anything of importance?
No. Tom was congratulating himself for triggering a Nazi response.
Yeah, like, we need your help, stupid. Yeah. What do you know?
What, are you sitting in a truck stop in a half-track, Himmler?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Joe. So Elisa comes with me. She hasn't really come with me very often. Now, you got to understand the pressure I'm under. Not only does my kid go to this Hebrew school, so I can't screw up, and the kid likes the Hebrew school. She wants to go there.
She wants to continue going there. You're done.
We got a brand new babysitter. And the kid and the babysitter immediately like each other. Mm. The wife and the babysitter immediately like each other. The babysitter's mother is at this event, helping out. So now I have all sorts of pressure, because if this goes horribly wrong, the kid can't go to Hebrew school, and more importantly, we lose a babysitter. And I will never, ever hear the end of that.
Right.
So I asked for a table to set up the merch, Joe's favorite portion of my show.
Right.
So they get a table, and this woman comes by. She's like, oh, I don't know who she is. She's like, oh, do you want a tablecloth? I'm like, it doesn't really matter to me.
What would you need a tablecloth
for? For the table.
For the merch table?
Yeah, for the merch table, I guess, because it wasn't up to her standards.
Okay.
So I'm like, nah, it doesn't really matter to me. She's like, well, I think you should get a tablecloth. I'm like, okay.
Is that more kosher?
I don't know. She's like, oh, why don't you ask the rabbi's wife for a tablecloth? Now I got my head in my merch bag. I go, well, I'm doing something. Why don't you ask the rabbi's wife? What the hell ever happened to don't bother the talent before the show? And I use the word talent loosely, Joe. I understand.
Joe was like perched,
so
ready.
Let me get this straight. The woman asked you if you wanted a and expected you to go get it?
Yes. Apparently she worked at the venue. But I'm like, that's not my problem. You want it, you get it. I'm fine without it.
I don't give a damn what it looks like. A scram.
Exactly. So I sent her a stepping.
Good. Did she bring you back the tablecloth?
The rabbi's wife did, but she got the rabbi's wife.
All right. Well, you put her ass to work.
Exactly. It's like, well, I'm doing something. This is your issue. Act.
Yeah.
Stupid. So I sent her to step. And here's what when I am in that zone, I am in that zone. Whatever that zone is for me, it is about business, and I am the man. The rest of the day, I'm very whatever. I don't care. Do whatever you want to do. But when I'm trying to get stuff ready for the radio show or comedy, and, you know, I'm about to perform or I am performing, this is what I do. Something smells good. I guess the wife's cooking.
Mm. Oh, yes.
Okay. She's cooking for us.
That's like when I set up with the band. When I set up with the band and I'm getting my stuff, I am like, I'm a monster, you know.
Yeah,
if I can't find that the other thing, it's like, you know, I'm very in. Well, not so much comedy, because you just walk up there and act like a dick. But, you know, with the band, I make sure everything gets set up right. I got to make sure the amp's working and all this. And you've seen it, you see with Rot Gut, I got computers to get. So yeah, I'm very in that zone.
But we know enough to leave each other alone.
Yes.
I do that when I'm
right.
Well,
here's how she started.
Right.
I should have mentioned.
Apply.
Here's how she started with me. I got the table there. Nothing's on it yet.
Right.
It's like, what are you going to put on the table? I don't know who this woman is. I go, midgets.
What am I going to? I'm going to put cow shit on the table. Get lost on your new tablecloth. Beat it, stupid.
Is it kosher, midgets?
Nosy, that's what I, cause I don't know who ding. She is.
Yeah. Because
people always ask me, what's in the bag? What's this? Midgets. Now move along.
Yeah. They're going to tap dance on the table.
So she was kind of blown away by that answer, and yet she proceeded to talk to me, which was very stupid. So that's when I sent her stepping, but yes.
Oh.
Okay. So the rabbi, now I am following, because the rabbi introduces, but first he does a little speech, and he closes with what they call Havdalah. Havdalah.
Oh, it's I got one.
Funny. Funny. I see you're taking all that radio show money. It's a ceremony, Joseph, to close out the Sabbath. At the end of every Saturday night, you light a candle, you smell something good, they have the stuff. You know, like a
stuff.
Like
capers. What, cocaine? What are you
well,
talking
no, he,
about?
He actually gave to everybody, so it looked like he was giving, like, pot, like dime bags, but it was all seeds.
All seeds.
That's what it looked like.
Right, you
like
the stuff we clean out of it, thanks. Yeah.
But you drink some wine. You know, it's a good way to start the week.
Yeah.
Good way to start the week.
Okay.
This is what I'm following. I'm following Havdalah.
Okay, so they're sort of like clearing the air, and you're going to foul it all up.
Pretty much.
So, pretty right? Much. With his filth, you know. And
boy, you be.
Were you there?
No, I'm talking about any comedy show.
So the rabbi tells the story of how when we first met, because we brought my daughter over, and we met with the rabbi and everything, check out the school for mm-hmm. my daughter. Actually, my wife and daughter had met the rabbi and rabbi's wife a couple years earlier at various events. I'd never met them before. So the rabbi tells us a nice story of how we meet and everything. So I start the show, go, well, you know, the rabbi might have forgotten, but that's actually not the first time we met. I go, actually, the rabbi and I met a couple years ago on ChristianMingle.com.
Just didn't work out.
What are you rolling your eyes at?
How did that go over?
They laughed.
Okay,
it's
good.
A comedy show, Joe. People
okay,
laugh.
I'm just making sure.
You know, the Jews get with the ha-ha.
The Jews get to. With the ha-ha. So at one point, I'm doing my Jesus stuff that I do in the show.
Right.
Yes.
This is the Christian stuff. Now, I don't know. I don't see this, but out of nowhere, the rabbi appears. He's a stealth rabbi. He starts whispering in my ear.
What?
While you're on stage?
Yes. Well, first of all, I go, Rabbi, you're tickling me. Your beard is tickling me.
But he was close.
He goes to me. He goes, there's Christians here. I go, it's okay, Rabbi. I do this in front of them, too. It'll be fine. I go. The Christians aren't the ones you have to worry about to complain. The Christians don't complain.
What a Christian.
It's the Jews who write the letters.
That had to get a laugh.
Funny?
Yeah, I go. Don't worry, you'll be hearing by this by Wednesday. Jews will have pen to paper telling you exactly
but
what.
But that's like being at a Klan rally, and the Grand Wizard comes up to you and goes, "There's African Americans here. What are you doing here?"
Not exactly the same.
Yeah, you're not exactly, but I get what you're going for.
Well, no. What are they doing here?
Who let the blacks in?
Why would they
who
be
let
here?
The blacks in? Who?
Once again, Pip Helix is a racist.
All right, racist. We racist. Shall not acknowledge the racist.
Oh, please.
Ignore the racist Helix.
Oh, please.
Please don't ignore the racist.
So I do the Jesus stuff, and I talk, and the one joke I have, and I'll just say it, it's joke works well for me. I talk about how, you know, I really respect Lent. You know, because Christians give up things that they love or are addicted to.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, I just wish the priest would give up little boys.
Yes.
And people are like, ooh. And then I go, well, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was the wrong side of that issue. I didn't realize whatever town I'm in was a pro-kid touching type of town.
I know. I like that.
Yeah. You know, I flip it around.
Yeah.
But a woman, you know, yells. Adoring it. No, you shouldn't make fun of it. And then I go, I'm not the one touching the, I'm not the one touching the 5-year-olds. Those little buggers are fast. I can't catch them. Maybe if I get an 8-year-old to trip them, but really.
Do they laugh? Or?
Well, everybody, but I don't know what
everybody
this
is. Everybody but the yeller.
The yeller, but whatever. She's very upset.
Old yeller.
So then there's a drunken woman at the thing. There's a drunken woman, and she's interacting with me throughout the whole show. You don't expect this at a Chabad, Joe. So, you know, there's a drunken woman. So here's the funniest thing. The rabbi now takes a chair and sits next to the woman. The rabbi is now acting as my bouncer.
Wow.
Yeah.
You didn't even do that at the club.
No. I was very impressed. I did tell the rabbi he had an unfair advantage when he brought me up, though. I mean, you know, I'm writing with, like, rehabilitated drunks. He's getting his material with God.
Yeah.
So he's got better co-writers than I do. But the rabbi is now acting as a bouncer. It's the coolest thing.
That's bizarre.
Yeah, it was cool, though. The rabbi tried to calm her down. I'm like, it's okay. At one point, the rabbi was so confused what was going on. I go, look at him. It's like he's directing traffic in Rush Hour. He's got his hands.
Poor father. He's trying to do.
He's trying to do crowd control for your act.
As Joe knows, nobody can crowd control that act.
No.
He's running from foot and fire to fire. He didn't mean that. I'm sorry. He didn't mean. Christians, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, there's a group of Christians there, and they were loving me. So after the show, this woman comes up to me. Turns out it was the same woman. Red dress, old broad. I do not think you should make fun of the Christian. I did not. I go, I don't care. And she's going, I go, I don't care. Because I have a group of people now who are telling me how much they love me. They're buying merch and everything. Yeah. I go, I can't explain to you enough. I really don't care what you think.
And what was she Jewish?
No, she was a Christian. I don't know what she was. She kept on ranting. Nobody had ever seen her before. Really? And she's just ranting. I go, I don't care. And there's my wife. Standing back, she's never seen this side of me before. Because she doesn't come to a lot of shows.
Right,
and you got to remember, when I first started, she was at Brooklyn Law School and I got pulled off for the talent show.
Wow.
And there was...
Yeah.
Well, you go, it starts early.
And she was...
got pulled off.
I got pulled off of the talent show. And again, I had a group of people saying how much they loved it and everything. And my wife just stuck her fangs into the ass of the fat broad that pulled me off and everything. So she's used to having to defend me.
Right.
But she'd never see me go, I don't care. I work, I support my family with these jokes. I know they're fine. I don't think they're funny. I go, I don't care.
I would have paid good money to stand there and see this. I don't care. I don't care what you think. I don't know how I can say it better. I don't.
Your opinion means nothing to me.
As long as the check clears, I don't care.
See, now that's so great because I would be going home and turning that over in my head and worrying about it for weeks. That lady yelled at me. Oh, my God.
There's still worry.
Oh, okay, I'd be worrying instead of paying attention to all the
person,
people that laugh.
That person, though, can be your biggest enemy because when you do shows like that, you know, it's cool that the rabbi is cool and this, that, and the other thing. But that person, you will work a room on the road. There'll be, 175, 200 people there that love you.
Yeah.
That one person speaks up to the rabbi, you're done.
Yep.
You're done.
And you know she went scurrying over to the rabbi.
Of course.
So now I'm like, and now I got the Hasidics are loving me. The Hasidics are loving me.
Wow.
The Frummies. They're called Frummies. They're really from. Really religious.
From where?
Oh, really from.
Usually Curious Joel Muncie, but they travel sometimes Brooklyn.
Are those the ones that walk on the side of the road over there? You got to weave in and out of them?
Yes, Joe. Yes,
the ones we avoid.
Yes,
you should have told them to wear a vest.
So you could spot them better to hit them? I think not.
No, to spot them better not to hit them.
Well, aren't you just a saint?
Yes.
We don't believe in them.
You're trying not to hit them?
No. He's nice. He's nice off stage.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Right. Sure he is. So now she's going to the rabbi. I knew she is. And now I actually have the Hasidic trying to reason with this woman.
Right on!
Awesome.
Right on!
I mean, because let's remember, the past couple of gigs I've had with Jews, not go well.
No, they didn't.
Did not go well at all. But not because they just weren't conducive or they were half dead. I mean, I know how to do these things and everything.
Yeah.
And when I'm on stage, I recount the story because Elisa's sitting, my wife's sitting in the back, because I did one of these Jewish high schools. Like when I first started for high school kids, and I started like for Hanukkah, and I started a joke, and you just see my wife in the back of the room just waving me off like a plane is not cleared for landing. Like you can't finish that joke.
That's hilarious.
And I started to go, yeah, she's right. I can't finish that joke.
So how did you back out of it?
Well, at the time, that's what I said. She's right. I can't finish this. I mean, now I know what jokes, you know, and everything. So I brought that. So she had a joke of that. So, this woman talks to the rabbi.
Of course.
And everything. So now I'm thinking, you know, everybody had a good time. Here we go. As Joe said, the rabbi's like, I'm like, I know, rabbi. She complained. She's like, oh, she talked to you too? She's like, oh, I wish she wouldn't have talked to you. I go, it's all right, rabbi. I deal with stupid, self-righteous people every week.
Yeah.
It's fine, rabbi. Don't worry about it. Because he's such a caring guy.
Yeah.
So I didn't want him
He's a man of God. He should be. He's a rabbi.
Why not? But then, remember, this is the rabbi that was going to stick up for me for the other rabbi over Passover when they called that big scene with the thing that my parents were at.
Oh, yeah.
This is the rabbi that was going to write a letter to that rabbi.
And say, what are you, high?
Well, saying that you're the worst thing you could do is embarrass somebody.
Yeah.
But I said, don't worry about it, rabbi. It's fine and everything. So the rabbi tells me, he goes, He goes, we got way more people than I ever expected. Everybody loved it. He goes, you know, we've done all sorts of various things through the years with the community, everything. He goes, I just want to say this is the best investment we've ever done.
Oh, how nice.
So that was
Shalom.
Yeah.
So that was
Shalom.
But the point of that story is, you know, you as a comic, you want to please everybody. Mm-hmm. But I now realize I am such on such a razor's edge.
Yeah.
I really don't care anymore. Like at a club, that type of outburst could get me banned. But so be it.
Yeah.
But so be it. I don't care. Everybody else is laughing. It's not like I'm coming up there and this is the first time out of the box with most of these jokes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these jokes are fire tested. I know they work. I know what type of reaction I'm going to get. I don't care if you don't like it. And why do you think your opinion really matters to me? If you've watched my act, you should realize I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit on this radio show. I tell that to our audience all the time.
Well,
I do, but I don't, you know?
Exactly what does she think she's going to affect?
I think that I'm going to stop doing the joke.
And she'll see it when. You know what I mean?
I don't think she's coming back.
I know. Like, she's going to follow you around and make sure you're doing material that she approves of?
But that's just that's my problem with self-righteous douches.
Yeah.
Listen, if you are seeing a comedian on a professional show, we know it works and doesn't work. We know exactly what we're doing. If we want to push the envelope, we did it for a reason. We do not give a crap what you think. We could care less. Save your breath, because you're going to need it when the EMTs pull you out of the wreckage when you drive into a pole, you dumb bitch, you.
Don't hold back.
But no, but we don't care. But that's one of the things people always share with comics. Like, we care. We don't. We don't want to hear that joke. We don't want to hear that street joke. We don't want to. We don't want to hear. Well, listen.
Why don't you do that one in your show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen. We like talking. I like talking to you. If the show touched you in a way, or you were having a bad day and it cheered you up, I like hearing those
stories.
Or
somebody touched you and it cheered you up.
If it made your day, or you thought it was very funny, that's cool.
Yeah.
It's good to hear. If you got something negative to say, what makes you think I'm not going to just go right into your ass?
Merch table, spreading.
Because I'm surrounded by people. I'm surrounded by people who are digging, who are buying stuff, and I got this broad, her, you know, looking like Snuffleupagus in her stupid in her stupid red coat and her stupid B. Arthur haircut. I don't think you should do those jokes. I don't think you should be out loud in public. Get the hell out of here.
That was my mom.
I don't care.
There was some.
I'd skull F your mom if that was her.
There were some nights, though. There were some nights you'll work in a room and a comic will just totally screw up. I did a high school benefit show up in Albany, and it was parents and kids in the audience. And the booker tells us it's going to be a high school show. There's going to be kids there. You got to work clean, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So we get there, and it's the MC, me, and the headliner. The MC goes up and starts doing jokes about killing hookers and putting them in a dumpster and stuff like that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no.
Hey, is somebody stealing my material, Joe?
And one of the and the guys on stage for about 10 minutes or so. And one of the parents stands up and goes, I've got my daughter here. I don't need to hear this. I remember. So
you don't need to, but you're going to.
But they had a point. But they had a point. You know, they got your kids there, you know.
Yeah.
So what happens is the woman running it, she worms up. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Curry. I'm like,
Oh, great.
Now, because of what this guy does, he throws me in the barrel. I was doing 30. It took me 20 minutes out of my 30 to get the people warmed
back up.
But
that's
up.
Right.
Right. All right, is the comic, you got to wonder what's the, is this part of his regular act that the booker should know better?
Mm-hmm.
Or is the comic just going, is the comic just trying to do this to piss people off?
No, he was ignorant to the fact. He was told what to do, it said it on the job sheet, he was told when he was there, and what pissed me off was he dug a hole for me in the headliner.
Yeah.
So much so, when I got done, I get the audience back, the headliner goes up and stuff like that. Now, I've got to find the people, they walked him out. They walked the guy out. Now, meanwhile, when I work for somebody during the week, I work for the company, okay? I'm like a, you know, it's like I'm a freelance person, you know? Contract person. Whoever I'm, I work for them that night. So now I'm meeting with the principal. I'm meeting with the lady that runs it and go, look, this is not how we run. This kid, we don't do things like this. We were told.
We just saw you. Apparently you do.
Yeah. Well, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I'm trying, you know, I profusely apologize for the company.
That is why I like Joe Curry. Joe Curry knows even though I am one of the biggest assholes in the business, he will still defend me. Not to other comics, but to the clients.
Yes, exactly. So then I'm talking to the headliner, and I go, you know, and the guy you mentioned, I go, you know, he's going to call, and he's going to ask what happened.
Yeah. What happened? I heard there was jokes about children being raped.
But usually, but
Joe, I told you do not do those jokes. Why did you not listen to me?
Wasn't me.
I do not believe you. I have ESPN. I saw it. I am like the Yoda of comedy.
No, that's my stand-up book. Who hears things and doesn't believe the truth from me.
Joe Curry is nothing but the troublemaker. I would not let small children climb on his lap either at the comedy event or a Santa Claus event.
But usually with the other acts, usually you defend the other acts. And I was talking to the headliner after the show. I go, he's going to call tomorrow. What do we tell him?
The truth.
And he goes, and that's what we did.
I go.
I go, look, I usually, if I go, this kid, fuck, screwed us, man. I'm going to throw it right under the bus. And yeah. We did, you know. And so, but like I said, if you go out and you do your acting, you've been clear, you know, stuff, and everybody's cool. But that one person will sink it. If it's you're ignorant to what's going on.
Well,
and
Joe,
you do
Joe
stuff.
Let me ask you. Do you think what I did was wrong by just constantly telling her I don't care?
No.
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 That's great.
No.
I think it is me getting closer and closer to the edge of just not. But I'm not like
you've
that got, in regular
but
life.
You've,
but you're very far away from crawling up the cell tower with a Uzi or something. I mean, you're still.
Hey, have you been looking in the girl's face?
Well, yes, I have. Yeah.
But if it's fine, if people laughed, they had a good time. The Hasidic Jews loved it.
Yeah.
The rabbi was fine with it. And I don't like that. Shut up. Shut
Does
up.
Does anybody know where that Yenta came from?
Nobody ever seen her before. Mm.
Really?
Yes. I don't think she was Jewish. I don't like the Krista joke. Well, then why don't you climb up on the cross and nail yourself to it, sweet tits?
Great. She was a Catholic Yenta. Great. Great.
Yeah, she was.
The worst hybrid of all.
She was one of your people.
Whoa. Don't call that much.
I didn't send her there.
I finally get the Jews to behave and act like a kick-ass audience, and they were, complete with alcoholic Jews.
Nice.
And they are like a really hot audience, and I got to deal with your people?
Not my people.
No. It should have been you and your people on those trains. If that's how you're going to be.
You want to know?
Cross it, Joe the Catholic. I'm not taking blame.
I don't
know
what
you
don't.
You stay right there. You want to know? No. I'm going to apologize.
Thank you,
I'm
Joe.
I'm going to apologize. You know why? Oh. Because the story, the situation, I would say at like a church thing or something like that,
right.
Out of the 200 people there, 198 had a great time. She's one of the two that didn't and has to earn a stupid.
And how
problem.
Would you feel if it was a church function and a Jew gets up and he goes, you know what? We have ways of remedying this. Look at the guy up there.
And Trucker Tom is in my corner. He says, hey, what, was she a cat hoarder? Don't throw it my way. She's not one of my people.
She could have been.
Yeah.
Was there cat fur on that red coat?
There might have been.
I would have told her, look, Maud. Just calm down.
Well, I was with my people, so I just had to constantly, I don't care. And you should have seen the look of horror and shock on my wife's face. Like, she had never seen this before.
Because you want to
She was actually going to intervene, but she's like, oh, he's got this.
You want to know something? Yeah. Because you know why? Because we take so much nonsense in situations. When we, like I said, we work in Michigan. We had the room manager, the owner, berate us before we were about to go on, scolding us and berating us. And thank God him and I didn't make it, because my first thing was, we're walking out of here.
Yeah.
And he even said it on the air. He was telling, he goes, we're walking out of here. If we met and had eye contact, we would have told her, you go back in and tell 95 people we're out of here, and we would have split.
Yeah.
There are sometimes you push and push, and you take it. It's a professional. You write it. But there are some nights enough is enough.
Yeah.
And like I said, one time at one of my home clubs, we had people that disrupted a show, and I laid into a fangs first, so much so that I forfeited my pay because I put the club manager in it because he was just trying to get paid.
Yeah.
And I had and I refused to and stuff. I finally did, but not after leashing into the people that were disrupting the show at the bar. So sometimes there is a point where enough is enough.
I was never sure how to deal with hecklers. That was not my.
You weren't in it long enough to know how to deal with hecklers. Yeah. No. I mean, that's something you get with confidence.
Yeah, and I mean, didn't have that.
Well, no, you were brand new. It takes years.
It takes years.
Do you remember when I first started? God forbid somebody talk to me. I froze.
I know. Well, I'll laugh at you. Once
That threw me too. Still does, Joe.
But I mean, like I did have a theater background, so
it's different.
It very much is because nobody speaks.
Nobody yells at the nun.
No. Nobody talks at you when you're doing a play. You know?
You blew your line. Yeah.
It's the only.
You know what? I've seen a lot of nuns, and I do not think this nun sense is appropriate.
Yeah. I'm glad you finished that. You blew something line when I was wearing a nun suit with the line.
Funny, but the thing about it is, in every You don't get it the way comedians get it.
No.
You don't see that behavior.
In the rear.
Yeah. You don't see the behavior when a band plays. You don't see the behavior in a play.
No.
You might see a little bit of it in a theater, but not that, you know, not a movie theater. But
mimes deal with a lot of shit.
Do they too take a lot of
mimes
shit?
Mimes deal with people trying to get them talk, tickle them, throw
shit
at them.
Well, it's just mime over matter that you got to figure it out. So anyway. But it's...
Joe, do I have to hit the punishment? I'll tell you what. No,
no, don't do that to the dead.
I know them. They're probably going, no!
You've been warned, Joe. No more puns out of you. That was not punny. Huddle, huddle.
I remember one time years ago, we were doing a show at Mugs in Suffern.
I remember that.
Yeah.
That was where I wrote my Dykes Lumber joke. Still haven't gotten rid of it.
And there was a guy.
Joe Piccoli. Who did time in prison? Who did time in prison?
Oh, my God. He started out nasty with the audience, and he picked out this couple, and he started picking on the girl, and the guy is sitting there fuming, and he keeps picking on her, and the guy is like, okay, enough, you know, and the girl is like, you know, looking really annoyed that she's being picked on, and he's not even being funny, he's just picking and picking. Finally, the guy loses it and gets up and starts chasing Joe around. There's beer being flown.
I was in between.
Yeah, there, I mean, there, so
I'm trying to separate it. I was holding him off with a chicken wing, Joe.
They were racing around. Oh,
wow.
Lethal weapon. All over the place. I go up next.
Well, at least you weren't the other guy.
I know.
Oh, I had one guy.
To die.
I had one. There was one show I did when I first started, probably about three years in. And it was a nice area of the island and stuff like that. And there was these guys in the audience and stuff like that. And he thought I had a problem with his girlfriend. I wasn't even being me. And he starts up and stuff like that. And I just leased it where he wanted to come kick my ass.
Oh.
And he goes, well, the show's over. And he was waiting for me outside. And he had to hold me back because I was going to go outside and promptly throw him through a plate glass window and finish him off.
Oh, my God.
Then there was
you were going to masturbate him?
No.
Then that might make him take a nap and then you can run away. That's a good strategy.
He might then, want him to go make him a sandwich.
Allow
though.
Me to finish you off, sir.
Then there was another time that I'm working.
Joe's going to get this story out.
Yeah, no, because
Joe's going to finish this story off. Yeah.
Then there was another place called the Brick House Brewery out in Patchogue, New York.
Name dropper.
No, but it was and I'm working there one night, and some guy is in the back, and I'm up there, and he said something. And I'm like, oh, and he starts coming at me, right? And I'm like, all right, I gotta end his life. But I go, there's rules at it, because my buddy at an acoustic, he played an acoustic guitar gig, some drunk started with him.
Right.
And he wound up hitting him with a chair or something like that, and he got tried to get sued. And he always told us, he goes, if you're doing a gig and somebody tries to attack or something like that, don't hit him with an object, hit him with a fist, because they can't say it was with an object.
Right.
So the guy is charging at me, and as he's charging at me, I'm like, all right, I guess I'll take him the right hook. I got to make sure that there's nothing in the way where I can't hit him with.
Right.
And I go, I just have to pummel him in submission and then show, you know, and then throw him out the window.
Unbelievable.
And so at 1 second, some guy grabbed him and dragged him out. But that's, you know,
oh
that's
my
the
God.
Stuff you deal with.
Yeah, with people coming up to kick your ass?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
On stage.
Well, we're terrible people. Pip, what's going on in your world?
Enough about us.
No, I mean, we didn't really get to delve into...
No, it was just the segue. The way you did the segue.
No.
Listen, time's a ticking, kids. I can't be nice about it. Speaking of finishing off.
Nah. Yeah,
I have been having some really bizarre, vivid dreams recently.
Really?
Yeah, and you know what the problem is, though? I have this thing where when I watch movies and there's somebody in the movie who something extraordinary has happened to them and nobody in their world will believe them, that really frustrates
Joe
me.
Joe Curry headlines.
I don't believe it.
McClinton gets a big record deal.
I don't believe
it. Pip Helix says no to a cat. Davin Rosenblatt is actually nice to people.
Oh, no. See, now you've got
and nobody
far.
Complains.
Put
a barrel stipper with us.
Well, I get really frustrated with, like, oh, my God, that'll happen to me. Like, you know.
So, like, the movie Michael with Travolta really annoyed you.
Yes. Somebody gets taken away by aliens. Nobody believes them. I get upset. You know, it's like, look, like, even their wife doesn't believe the guy. And it's like, oh, come on.
Was there a movie in particular?
No. It was a dream I had.
But I thought you said the movie set it off.
Oh no! All those movies and all those stupid sitcoms.
These movies really stay with you.
They do.
But here's the thing about you know not believing you about things that are in a dream. Dreams are not real.
No, I know.
Clearly, we're not living them.
Hell no.
But they feel totally real. When you're in a dream.
Oh, yeah, when you wake up. Like when you wake up from a dream and what happened in the dream screws up your whole day.
Yes.
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 You guys must dream a lot.
Well, Well, you know what? Not all the time, but lately I've been remembering them, and they're all these dreams that are like stupid sitcoms where I get stuck in a position.
Is Mr. Furley fucking you again? Is he demanding the rent? Is that what's going on?
Mr. Furley and Jack.
Mr. Furley.
Yes. I have to
come
pay
on knock at Pip's door.
She's been waiting for you.
Where the cats go meow and meow and meow. 14's company too.
The one dream, and my friend Barbara in the dream is helping me, and I know it's a dream because she's helping me clean up my basement.
That's a miracle.
That never happened. So she's digging through some box, and she pulls out this giant sparkly lavender dildo, and she says to me, "Is this yours?"
By the way, Pip's brother is actually in studio with us right now listening to the story. Go on.
And I went, "No, that's not mine." And she goes, "Oh, that's okay." She's trying to be a good friend and be like really like understanding. And she goes, "Oh, it's okay. We're adults." I'm like, "It's not mine." And she goes, "Oh, come on. You know, how did it get there? Exactly. And I'm like, "It's not mine."
Well, you know, Joe, I'll explain to you.
She's trying to suck me in.
I got this, Pip. This is not yours. This is not your fault.
Okay.
See what happens. I have cats, so I understand about cats.
You got dildos?
Listen to me, Joe. Of course, I get them all off. Anyway. Pussy's pussy. I'm multi-talented. No. If a cat loves its master, like I'm sure Pip's cats love her, they'll bring it like a gift, like a sparrow, like that they killed, or a squirrel or anything. They know that Pip loves animals, so they got her the next best thing. One of the cats dragged back the dildo for mommy.
It was like something they killed and dropped on the doorstep.
Yes. The cat probably has chipped teeth now, but it was well worth it.
You know what's really pathetic?
What's that?
I'd buy that. Yeah. All right. Yeah, it's cool. All right, cool. You know,
I'm sticking up for Pippi. I know it's not hers.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And you know what? The thing is, the only place I've seen something like this
is in your vagina.
Yes. Right.
Or
now.
Your bed drawer.
With
the charger.
Another snow day. Guess we'll need batteries.
Are you kidding? Some people got those generators because of the storms. Uh-uh. Nope.
Why are my lights dimming? We don't even live in the same county.
Are they executing a prisoner again? Oh, no. That's funny.
Pip's just getting some.
Pip's getting off. Looks like that scene in The Shawshank.
Exactly.
Everybody knows when Pip's getting some.
Sorry, neighbors. No, so the thing is that my friend and I, who I was talking about a couple weeks ago, the one who turned out to be like a kid diddler, you know, he went to one of those to catch a predator type stings.
Where was I when I heard this story?
No, I talked about this on the air.
An
old friend of mine had moved, and I saw on Google that he was arrested because he got caught in one of those to catch a predator.
I didn't hear that.
Oh, yeah. He was going to meet a 15-year-old boy, and he got snagged. Ooh. And he was wearing a T-shirt that said salacious on it. It's like, you dressed for the occasion, you ass.
Hold on. I'm sorry to interrupt.
What?
I want the den to be made aware of something that I just got received. Oh. And this I am not going to do it just because this person requested. We do not work this way. Lady Spitfire.
Yes.
Text me, Facebook me, play the song.
Oh.
That is how one makes enemies in the den pen. I am not your bitch. I do not play it upon request. It is administered when the pen has been done wrong. They've done nothing wrong.
Yeah,
no,
that's like turn on the electric chair for me. I want to see it go. No,
we don't do. This is not how this show operates. If you think we're here for your enjoyment, you got the wrong freaking show, lady.
She's going, come on, and the rest of the den's going, no.
Oh yeah,
she's an instigator. That's what she is.
Two weeks ago, when they were like that, when Pip and I were both in with him, like, yeah, no.
People are threatening to leave. Lady Spitfire, you calm down.
Now, you guys in the den, Pip and I are very sympathetic because we were in there with you, so we kind of know what it's like to be in there. So, yeah, we will only use that.
You're going to send me that type of thing. I felt like it was a duty to the rest of our fans to let them know what was going on.
She's going around your back. Remember what I had to suffer when I went around Davin's back? Remember the dog food and the fish juice?
But here's the difference. Here's the difference between that. What she was suggesting really doesn't hurt me.
No.
So it's not as bad as what you were doing.
No.
You were lying. She was making
I was omitting. She's trying to throw the rest of the den under the bus because they all have to listen.
They'll have their way with her. Maybe with a purple sparkly dildo. I don't know. Enjoy, denizens. I'm just letting you know what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, go on with your purple story.
Okay, Trucker Tom pointed something out. He goes, maybe it
I think we were talking about things that point out.
He said, look out, it could have been AIDS Kitty that brought home that weenie.
The what?
AIDS Kitty that brought home that weenie.
Bring home some broth and a bathrobe.
I assume AIDS Kitty is one that Trucker Tom spent the evening with.
No. Remember I remember. An AIDS Kitty?
Now I do.
Yeah, so anyway, the guy who got caught in the To Catch a Predator type sting, he and I and another person, after we did one of our theater shows, went to one of those stores that has all those, you know, accoutrements.
And where did he go? The juvenile section?
Probably.
Do they make this in a small?
Yeah. No, excuse me. Do you have a little red wagon here?
I see. Wrong.
Funny.
And he's chasing me around the store with this big pink number that had these like pearls on the outside that swirl around.
This is your dream.
No, that part was
that's
real.
That's how it triggered that dildo.
That's what triggered
because
the dildo.
Because sometimes things that'll happen during the day will wind up in a dream.
Yes.
Seeing that, you thought about him, equated it to that, and seeing it in the thing is something from your past,
yes,
which represents the basement.
Exactly.
How do I know this shit? I don't know.
No, that's exactly what happened.
You two are on the same level.
If I could figure things out like this, my marriage would be doing a lot better, not heading to divorce, and I would have saved myself $600.
By the way, you haven't filed yet, so let's just hope that the wife continues not to listen.
Yes.
And you'd have a box of pink dildos in the basement.
Yes.
What's better than that?
Yes.
With pearls wrapping around. Well, that's exactly it. He was
chasing
me around
it.
The store with
that's
this big dildo
it.
saying, honey, is this the one you had in mind?
This triggered it. That's
that
triggered
was
it.
Horrible. And so that
triggered it.
But my friend would not believe me, and she's trying to be all nice about
this
it.
This is
like,
still the dream.
Yeah, this is back to the dream with the purple one. And she's going, it's okay, we're all adults, it's fine. I'm like, but it's not mine! And it was terrible. I woke up feeling guilty and, like, embarrassed, and it wasn't even my dildo.
Do you? You know what dreams are fun, though, when you wake up? The dreams.
Dreams are fun. Fun.
But
he's back on the purple dildo.
But it's like when you like screwed up so much.
Yeah.
And it's like, and you were like chased by the cops. You ran over four people and stuff like that. And it's like, and then you wake up going, holy shit. Holy smokes.
There was
one dream I had.
God, that wasn't real.
I don't mean to interrupt, but by the way, it was not just Lady Spitfire. Caden Force was encouraging too.
Oh, you bastard.
I will throw him.
And Caden was pretending that he wasn't asking for
No, I got a picture. I got a picture of Miss Avalos right here, and I know what that means. Uh-huh. It doesn't. I know for a fact, Caden Force is not jerking off to her picture. I know that for a fact. So I know when I get the model's picture what he wants.
Hang on. I see right here in the den, Caden Force saying, don't worry, Trucker Tom. Lady Spitfire will pay. Oh, you playing double agent over there, Caden Force.
But see, if I play the song for such treachery, they win.
I know.
So I
can't.
You can't.
Because you'll be punishing the good den members.
You guys should take care of this yourselves.
Scammy Scammer says, I will pay you $1,000 via Western Union to stop.
Sounds like a deal. Go on with your stories.
Okay, so now the other story that I had that was vivid like that, that it was kind of like the, I woke up going, oh, thank God that wasn't real, thank God that wasn't real. Yeah. It was one of those stupid.
You got to stop eating spicy foods before you go to bed.
Yeah, really. I did, too. I got this.
Then go back to the
cheddar cheese horseradish potato chips. Don't ever eat these before you go to bed.
You know what you should
like,
do?
Like I've been searching them out. Where the hell do you get them?
Hold on, let me help Pip Helix. You know what you need? You know what will give you nice dreams? You got to coat your throat. You got something nice.
Are you talking about Mr. Helix again?
I'm saying perhaps you should fill up. I mean,
being an advocate for the guys.
Yeah, you know,
coat.
A little protein shake before you go to bed. Fills the tum-tum. No bad dreams. I'll tell you what, your man's going to sleep like a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody wins.
Puts you right out.
Yeah.
Puts you right out.
Yeah, everybody wins.
How do you know so well?
Well,
from the other side. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Thank you.
Well, Joe will finish him.
He did promise.
What did I say before? I said in the air, Joe will blow anything.
Joe's looking like, what? What?
Thank
I don't want to be
no.
involved in that. Thank you.
But
I've never seen your eyebrows go that high before.
Yeah, really.
He's got clown eyebrows.
I had one dream where I like did something so stupid. I woke up like, thank God.
Wait, that's not reality?
No.
Yeah,
I was at a gig. Adam got me this gig. Adam Ferrara. And it was a big gig. And I wanted to go on, and it was I wanted to make it be different and make an impression.
Okay.
So I went on in my underwear. And I'm there in my underwear. And
did you have to pee?
No. Okay. But I'm just there in my underwear, and I am bombing. And then I look at Adam.
Sure, it's the underwear's fault.
Yeah, and I'm looking.
It could be.
Why you got to blame your skivvies? This sounds like reality.
And it's like people are mortified. I'm bombing. Yeah, like a real gig. We got it. But anyway.
Joe's like, I'll finish this off. I'll much like this. A penis.
Yeah. And I look at Adam, and he's just shaking his head in disgust. And I'm like,
oh.
Boy, I just made an asshole out of myself. And then I woke up, and I'm like, holy smokes.
Oh, I've been on stage and not been able to perform so many times in dreams. Like, it's almost like that Quantum Leap show where he would flash into a body and all of a sudden they'd go, so what's the answer? And he'd be like, oh, boy. Yeah. You didn't know what the conversation was.
Oh, boy.
And that was, I have that dream all the time. I'm on stage. I don't know what play I'm in. I don't know what the words are.
Oh, yeah.
Or I'm in a band and they go, okay, we're going to do the next, and I'm holding a guitar. I don't know how to play.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ah! I have that dream over and over and over again. Psychiatrists line up. But the other dream I had, do you remember? You, I know Davin remembers. You weren't around for this. My ex-roommate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We were going to write a book about her.
Oh, yeah, I know. I had big problems with my ex-roommate. She went a little crazy.
You've talked about her on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So now this is somebody that's not in my life anymore that went a little bit cuckoo, and we do not talk. We stay away from each other.
Why are you like putting your hands up this like she's going to approach from any
I'm
emphasizing?
No, I'm actually like clearing the air.
I apologize.
Distance.
I'm sorry. It's also before.
I was waving you
so
off to
chips
not
again.
The joke. So I was saying so in the dream, for some perverse reason, I have to bring something back to her that's hers. And I go to her house, and I sneak in to to drop it off. But she's rented part of the house to some like business, like a temp agency or something. So there are people there, and I'm like, oh, can I just leave this here and go before she gets home? And they're like, no, go put it in that room. And I'm like, I don't want to be in her personal space. Oh, God, if she catches me here, right? And then she comes home, and it's just like a friggin' like sitcom. She comes home, and I get caught in the room, and I go to hide, and then she goes to take a shower. And I'm like, oh, my God, I don't want to be in the room when she's, like, naked in her shower and get caught, you know, because I'm so afraid to see her in the first place, but I don't want to be caught snooping in her house, and now she's naked.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God.
What do you say? Nice tits.
Yeah, I know. I just, it was a horror show. But I have vivid dreams first like this where I get stuck in these sitcom situations. And you know, your heart is pounding and you wake up.
That can represent a situation that you're in. An hour, you know. On the run.
It's been a while.
They're playing a song that they wrote for me when I go on too long with a song, with a story. Going, you look for a thing, settle down, you'll be here for a while. These bastards were on a road trip and they wrote this song parody about me to the horse with no name.
Was it a story with no end?
Blah, 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 blah. My brother,
I haven't heard this in a while.
We haven't had it played in a while, Joe.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, you were wrong. The dildo one was better.
What, the naked girl story isn't good for you?
No.
Oh, okay. Because
you didn't describe her as attractive. We know she's a beast.
Yeah. I've heard stories about her before. It's not like my hot blonde
friend. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, that's what we'll have to do next time.
Yeah, you will. Stupid.
Oh, no, now they're mad about that music.
Well, then, you know what? Then I'll play the other music for you. Settle down in there. Settle down. That music was not meant to punish you. It was just a commentary on Pip's story.
Hey, you want to know something? I'm sorry, guys, in the panel. I came home from a 13-hour road trip and had to record that as soon as I got home.
It was good.
Home.
It was good.
I worked hard on that.
I apologize.
Okay, thank you.
Do not apologize.
No, I like that song.
No, there's no reason to apologize. Joe, you livened up that story with your talents. All right, let's move on. Are you done?
Yeah.
Let's move on to, we haven't done this year. Let's do it now, the curmudgeonly philosophy.
Yeah. Okay.
You wondered about it. You waited for it. And now it's here. Curmudgeon philosophy with Pip Helix.
Not a jam. All right.
missed that one.
All right, let's get the Pip Helix curmudgeonly philosophy, then we'll do Name That Orgasm, and then we'll take a break.
Okay. When you use your car's wiper fluid, the car's wiper are automatically set. First swipe messes up the windshield so you can't see anything. Second swipe cleans the windshield. Third swipe smudges it all back up again.
I think you need new wipers.
Yeah.
I don't really think that's a...
That's how it works. Or it doesn't work.
No, the first one smears. You were right there.
The first one smears it up so you can't see anything while you're driving.
Absolutely. That
second
part's
one
true.
Cleans it up.
Yeah, but the third one, you...
The third one goes back and it puts some...
Sometimes
mush
it does.
It.
Sometimes
yeah,
it puts some mush back then.
I don't know.
That's true.
What do you think, Joe? I mean, we haven't had one this year and that's what she opens with?
Well, it's Pip's car tips.
Pip's car tips.
I didn't want to talk about the tires.
I don't know. I mean, is that really
you like the
it?
Shell Answer Woman? Remember the Shell Answer Man? You like
yes.
See Pip's Pip Mobile come through the Shell sign.
I
the cat
it.
Hanging on the hood.
I met the Shell Answer Man.
You really?
The original radio Shell Answer Man.
Really?
Yes.
Did he have some tips? Tell him about the wipers.
I don't know. Not as big as that girl at the show, but tips. Yeah.
No.
I mean, she hasn't done one in a month and a half. Joe, maybe I'm wrong. Correct me. Maybe a month and a half, I'm kind of expecting some, you know, a classic Pip Helix commercially philosophy that really sticks to your ribs that you can take with you. Go, you know what? She's right. That's pretty profound.
I'm getting started up again.
Really?
All right.
what do you think, Joe?
Well,
oh, God.
It was a good tip to get new wiper blades.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's a curmudgeonly philosophy.
That's a car tip.
It's a metaphor for the way things go.
No.
Yeah,
it
is.
No, it's not.
I would say life is like putting new wiper blades on or old wiper blades, where you get one swipe and it gets clean, and then something else comes up, and then it gets cluttery again.
Is that better?
Well, he stumbled all over it, so. But he didn't have a month and a half to work on it, so I can't really critique him. I mean, it was a lot much more succinct and to the point, even with all those stumbles.
Yeah. Now, when the clips stink, now he's got a problem. But
exactly,
that he's been working on.
It's not Joe Curry's commercially philosophy. Yeah. I can't hold him to the same standards I hold you to. It wouldn't be right.
So it's not my bit.
Yeah, it's your bit, and you keep it up, and it's going to be nobody's bit. Yeah.
I mean, if Savage Medicine stinks, I got problems. That's my bit.
Yeah.
Now that Jen wants to know what the hell I'm driving.
Yeah, well,
Tom says I'm driving a portable hoarder house. Yes.
Yes.
He listens.
Yeah, but
to
nobody. Yeah, but when a portable hoarder house crashes, you can't tell there's a mess.
Yeah, if you want to see Pip, you want to see Pip coming down the road. Picture like a garage sale with four wheels.
Three cats.
Yeah, three cats.
I guess your brother's not playing because I'm going to start this game, and I don't really need him here for it.
Well, no, he's going to play.
Well, then tell him to finish up what he's doing.
Shall I go and knock on the bathroom door and hurry him along?
Maybe you should. Maybe wipe for baby booy or what? I don't know. I got a show to do.
Maybe he's checking his wiper blades.
Maybe. Maybe he's going for a third pass at a show.
Close to snow tonight. You know what, Joe? It's just got a point. I got to get up there and look at the car.
First wipe, just crap all over his cheeks. Second wipe, he's nice and clean. Third wipe, just crap all over his cheeks.
That's a philosophy. Now we can apply it to that, Devin. I think we can all agree, folks in the pen. I think we can do the same thing.
I said that was.
Can we all agree? I think we could all agree on that. What do you think of that, folks? Huh?
Well, we cleaned up that turd with some more shit, didn't we?
There's some more philosophy.
Oh, no, not my 7 minutes of shit again. No, yeah. I'm never going back there.
No, at least you get out in 7 minutes. You don't ruin your day.
There you go.
All right. So we're gonna play Name That Orgasm. I don't know what he's doing. He's befouling my bathroom.
Yes.
So I'm going to run.
I think he's in the toilet. I think he's going
to
probably.
You want to run
toilet.
Up there and get him while I explain this to the audience?
Why don't you run up to the toilet, grab him, bring him back down, and play the game.
So for those who've never played Name That Orgasm, we know we are constantly getting new listeners. We believe in celebrating everybody's ethnicity and their culture. And there's no greater source of celebration than an orgasm.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, that's what one might
hear. It's like a homecoming.
Yes, Joe. Thank you. Anyway, so we believe that you and everybody should be able to recognize a person's culture/ethnicity through their orgasm. So we get these sound clips. Now, the last time we played has been months ago. We called it Gay Name That Orgasm because Pip did it and it was all guys. And Trucker Tom is the defending champion. I'll tell you what, our own Trucker Tom, we love him. Nobody knows a male orgasm like Trucker Tom.
Oh, he's an aficionado.
He
knows
really
his
dying.
Shit.
Well, Well, now
he's trying to do really well tonight so he can like clear his name.
No, he's still gay. Name that orgasm champion because we haven't played that again.
And always will be.
Yeah, well, no, we might play again, but right now he's trying to unify the titles. He's trying to be the world named that orgasm champion.
He wants to be the king of orgasm. That's what he said earlier.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. Is he coming or what?
Is he still in the toilet?
You know what? I don't know. Well, he's in the bathroom. He could be.
I think he's dropping a deuce.
Well, Joe's not helping him.
What?
Finishing up.
Oh. Ew.
What, he has to come here to take a dump?
No, seriously.
I don't know.
The hell?
I don't know.
Never been to my house and he's going to mark his territory like he's one of your stupid cats?
Yeah, really.
You want me to crawl through the cat door and see what he's up to?
Well, he's been in there for a while. We know what he's up to.
Yeah, it's not like I got literature in the downstairs bathroom. Let's move it along. Take your dump and move on. We got a show to do.
I do love the hand wash that your wife buys. It smells so nice.
I know.
Because what really you leave in there does not.
No, it's got like really nice lotion.
Oh,
smells.
I always look forward to washing my hands here.
Me
all
too.
Right. Sure.
Back to the game.
The only place we do.
Back to the game. So, if somebody from the Den Pen gets the most amount of orgasms correctly, we will send them off. A prize.
Dear God, what was that?
The one time you remember to do it in the microphone, it's that.
Tissues.
Tissues right there behind the panda bear.
Sorry, I'm the dick.
There's the panda and the Barbies, and there's the tissues.
We're right where you'd expect them, Joe. and if on clue, Pimp Helix comes down. So you have to guess the orgasm. Whoever guesses the most correctly, wins a prize if they end the Den Pen. Now, there are going to be 8 orgasms tonight. I have 14 ethnicities. When somebody guesses an orgasm correctly, that orgasm is off the board. So say somebody guessed Polish, and then it would be taken off the board. What do you?
So now you have 14 ethnicities?
No, I have 14 ethnicities,
right.
And there's actually 8 orgasms. Pip Helix will be keeping score. We, of course, will let you... in the Den Pen, give you time because we know there's a little bit of a delay. So, of course, you guys will have time. I am going to play the Name That Orgasm theme song in a second. I'm just going to swap out the headphones and give Pimp Helix.
I didn't pick it.
I should hope not.
No, I didn't.
It was terrible. Really, he comes in. I want to be Pimp Helix, do you? Do you really? Is that really what you want to be? Well, you got the sweatpants for it. Now get Joe Namath's fur coat and you're on your way. Hold on, let me plug you
in. Hold on, we have all sorts of...
Yeah, no, I got
And Joe is visiting with the den cat, who thinks her name is, whose tail is that, as far as Joe's concerned, right?
Oh, yeah.
I was wondering where she went.
Okay. You got the microphone. Yeah.
Oh, let me tell you something. I was over the compound this weekend, and I crashed out in the cats. I take off my boots. Beavis, Ant's cat Beavis, leashes onto my feet and starts gnawing on him. And I'm like, Beavis, get off. And he wouldn't let go. I'm like, Beavis, get off.
Like, really chewing?
Maybe the wife sent him on a mission.
Oh, God. Oh. He just sunk his fangs.
Well, we're getting... I'm sorry.
Oh. I told Ann, he goes, yeah, he sometimes does. I go, yeah, that mountain lion of yours tried to gnaw off my foot last night.
By the way.
All right, enough out of you. I need him to do a sound check.
Okay.
I don't need any more of your stories.
Oh, all right.
You've done enough.
I'll tell you in a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll
save it for next week when we need to be regaled.
No, sure.
We need to
test
regaled.
1, 2.
There you go. That is Pimp Helix.
Pimp Helix.
So we will play the... That is Joe hurting himself. We will play the Name That Orgasm music, and then I will tell you the ethnicities up for grabs.
Oh, why don't you tell us the ethnicities first?
Because I'm going to play the theme song first. Why don't you run your own fucking show? Like, I'm not going to tell some old fucking bitch? You don't think I'm going to tell you off?
No.
Does anybody want some worms? We just opened the can.
All right, you got to get a new one. It was hilarious the first 3 times.
I bet they'll laugh in the back.
That's because she always bails you out.
Yeah.
She won't be able to help you from losing half of your shit, though. All right, here's the Name That Orgasm music. I haven't heard it, so I hope it's good.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the game show that people keep coming and coming and coming back to. That orgasm!
for a fabulous prize in the den pen. These are your ethnicities.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
14 of them. 8 are real.
Okay, you have to go slow because we write slow, like we think.
Brazilian.
Can anybody get a pen? This pen doesn't work.
I'm sorry, Joe. I'm running a show. Pipple keep score. Pipple keep score for you.
No. We've got to write down the ethnicity so that we can remember.
Well, then do you have one for Pimp Helix?
That's what I'm writing.
Guys are
now it turned into let's make a deal.
You guys, what are these bags? You friggin' bag ladies,
now
you.
Got, let's make a deal.
I
got a pencil.
It's a number two. Stab yourself with it.
Speaking of which, just was
all right. Leave Stinky alone.
All right.
Number one, Brazilian. This is no particular order. Brazilian.
Okay.
Willie Gonzalez.
What?
What?
That was from earlier in the show. I want to see if you were paying attention.
Okay.
Australian. Something that some of maybe the Den Pen faithful have heard. The Danish. Nigerian. Chinese.
Okay.
British.
What?
British.
Oh, British. Okay.
He's trying to do an accent.
You are feeling feisty, aren't you, tonight?
I am.
Okay. Good. Feel good about yourself. We'll change that. Filipina. Because it's a girl. Otherwise, it'd be Filipina. Hawaiian.
Hawaiian,
Pep Helix. Hawaiian.
Somebody get punched.
They climax, too. Did you see somebody get punched?
Yeah.
It's not fair to punish them for your indiscretions.
Davin is rubbing his head like, oh, God.
Canadian. Pakistani.
Okay.
What, they come to?
They do. They all do.
Sure. Indian. Mexican. Russian. Like when somebody's coming in, you're rushing to finish. Yeah, I know it sucked, but whatever.
You shook your finger at me about puns.
Yeah.
That was at you. But you're right. Terrible. When you're right, you're right. Should I punish myself? Joe, I'll play the song.
No,
No,
I don't want... Don't do it to them.
Swedish. And the final one, the final choice, Polish.
We'll know that one when you hear, ouch, 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 ouch.
What?
Because it's like the opposite of...
No, was it good for me? That's when you know when they're finished, Joe.
Now, am I supposed to guess as well?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Of course. Everybody guesses. Everybody guesses. Are the people in the pen playing tonight? Have they weighed in or not?
Actually, Caden Force has been very helpful being the secretary and
right
writing
on.
Out all of the choices.
Thank
right
you,
on.
Caden.
Thank you, Caden.
Thank you. We have a secretary. Can we get a treasurer?
Yeah, really, can we? Yeah.
Please.
We'll spend it on PR. Anyway. All right. The first one. Are you guys ready to play Name That Orgasm?
Yes, we are.
Yes.
We'll give the Den Pen time to guess as well. Pimp Helix?
Yes.
Really? A fake voice, too?
No. This is me. This is me.
The way he said, yes! I recognize her. I bitch slapped her.
Yes.
What?
It's radio. Well, voice. I do keep the hand strong. Yes. Henceforth the name. Right. I'll start it off.
Yes. What is your guess? Whose orgasm is that?
We'll get crazy and go...
Australian. Pip?
That's funny. I was going to go Hawaiian.
You were going to go Hawaiian?
Mm-hmm.
Not funny in the traditional sense, but I guess funny to you.
I'm going Australian.
Australian. And we'll wait for the Den Pen to weigh in, and then I will reveal. Well, I won't reveal unless somebody gets it.
Hang on a second, because I have to take them all down.
Take them all down. They like that.
They do.
Certainly do.
Let's see. Lots of people weighing in here.
we want everybody to come to the show and enjoy themselves.
We want them to come
to
the
show and enjoy themselves. It's punny. Huh? Only I could take the boner out of this bit. I tell you what, Joe, I suck tonight.
Oof.
And I bet I might have with one of these broads.
huddle.
Wait a second, now we have anonymous weighing in.
Anonymous?
Anonymous weighing
in. I do not want to admit to playing this terrible game. I will not give a name to this filth, but I want to play.
Okay, has everybody weighed in? I see everybody in the chat. I got a whole bunch of them here.
Good. Well, everybody wants fabulous prizes. Everybody wants to play. And the great thing about the Den Pen is they come from all different countries.
There you go.
And they probably come in various countries. Yes.
I think everybody's going to play has weighed in. So,
all right, so read off their guesses.
Okay. Anonymous weighed in with Swedish.
Okay.
I had said Hawaiian.
No, we know yours.
Yeah. EMS says Swedish.
Okay.
Morgane is Canadian.
Okay.
Scamming Scammer says Chinese.
Okay.
Trucker Tom says British.
Okay.
Caden Force says Swedish.
Okay.
And Honey says Swedish.
Okay. Everybody's in?
Yeah, everybody's in.
There is a reason why a man is a champion. Trucker Tom!
Oh!
For the point with British!
You know you're
really?
Born, dude.
Trucker Tom! Well, in his defense, you know, he hasn't been able to do a lot of trucking this past month. The truck's been broken down. He's had weather issues. He's had a lot of time to listen to a lot of orgasms. Trucker Tom has been preparing to merge the two titles.
He's been in training.
Now, I find that interesting because when she was saying, oh, God, I did not hear a British accent.
You're no Trucker Tom.
I guess not.
Nor did I.
Well, you
nor
know, Trucker I. Tom picks up on the subtleties of an orgasm.
When you have enough time to study, you do get the nuances.
My biggest thing was my gut feeling, or my sack feeling, was Australian, but I was almost leaning towards Canadian at never one point. I never would think it was British.
Well, you know, listen, Trucker Tom knows he needs to merge the championship. He doesn't want to just be the gay named that orgasm champion anymore.
Right.
He just wants to be the international unified named that orgasm champion. I understand. Tom came with a mission.
Tom says, I heard it. Laughing my ass off.
We play on.
Yes. All right.
And now British is off the board.
Yes. Nice guess.
It wasn't a guess.
Nice
he knows.
Choice.
He knows.
Skill.
It is a skill. The man has proven it is.
I know.
When Derek Jeter, you know, makes a play, you go, hey, happy birthday. No. Jeter's making the play.
Right.
Trucker Tom is the Derek Jeter of Name That Orgasm.
Nice play, Trucker Jeter.
Trucker Jeter. Imagine the Yankee thing doesn't work out for him. Just starts driving trucks around the country.
And talking in our den.
That would be nice. Maybe that's Anonymous.
Yeah. Hi, Anonymous.
All right. We play on. All right. We start with Pip Helix on this one. Pip?
I'm going with the Fabulous Filipina.
The Fabulous Filipina. Joseph?
I'm going with Chinese.
Going with Chinese. There's an Asian feel. Is Pip Helix going to keep that feeling going?
We're going to go with Hawaiian.
Hawaiian. A very Asian-y, Polynesian-y type of feel. All right.
Very sweet and sour.
All right. Now, I'm assuming the... very sweet and sour. Really? Yuck. I'm assuming the Den Pen is starting to chime in.
Yes, they are.
All right.
I'm seeing Morgane, Nigerian. Oh, Caden Forces with me with Filipina.
Okay.
Let's see.
And you can't wait for Trucker Tom, people.
No. Scamming Scammers is coming in with Brazilian.
Brazilian? One of my favorite designs on a vagina.
Honey is Filipina.
Is she? I don't know Honey, so.
Trucker Tom. He says, God damn it, my connection crapped down most of the way through the clip.
I'll play it one more time, Trucker Tom.
All right, well, we're going to hear it one more time,
because
Tom.
You're the defending champion, Trucker
Yes.
Tom. Now listen, stupid.
thought you were talking to me.
No, I don't care if you listen. Is it playing or did it stop?
No, it's not playing.
Let me see.
Going now.
There we go. I don't always get it off when I want it to. Don't give me that look. All right. So
we'll give Tom a second.
We'll give Tom a second. Read off the rest of them.
All right. So Anonymous said Brazilian.
Mm-hmm.
Who else came in after we started with that?
What was Caden Forces?
Caden was Filipina.
Uh-huh.
And EMS said Chinese.
EMS said Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I'm a little disappointed Lady Spitfire isn't in here.
Yeah, you'd think a Spitfire would want to be involved in this.
You think with the urging to punish the people, she should come and face her medicine.
Funny.
not everybody wants to play.
That's all right. Not everybody has to play.
They're not feeling as confident about their porn as
you know, it's just about being part of the community. Has Trucker Tom weighed in?
Not yet. Tom weighs in with Brazilian.
I can tell you that none of you got that correct.
Nobody wins.
So make a note that I have to reveal number two when we get to it.
Okay.
Make it, write that down. We play on. Trucker Tom still maintains his 1-0 lead.
Yes.
We play the next orgasm for you people. Now, I can't hear the clips, but I'm watching their faces, and it's hilarious. Eyebrows are raising.
Because we're sitting here like CSI agents trying to listen to this shit and figure out what language it is.
I'm trying to figure out what that background noise is.
Is it
the bed squeaking?
Yeah.
But it's just like, there's no rhythm to it. It's sort of like, thrust, nothing.
You know, I don't remember the clip, but it could be fingers to vag. I mean, there is that possibility.
It could
Pimp
be.
Pimp Helix nods. It could be.
He is knowledgeable on this subject.
Was it loud enough?
Yeah. Apparently, because they're starting to weigh in already.
All right, we'll start with Joe on this one.
Filipina.
Joe goes with Filipina. Pimp Helix?
Filipina.
Filipina. Very confident Filipina. Mm. Pimp Helix.
I'm feeling Polish.
I know that. Pip Helix with Polish. All right, now start going with the den pen.
Okay, so Honey is Chinese.
Honey is like just changing her ethnicity.
Caden Force is coming with Chinese.
All right, very Asian-y.
Scamming Scammers is coming in with Mexican.
Except for Scamming Scammers.
EMS is coming in with the Filipina.
All right.
Let's see. Morgan with the Filipina. And let's see, who else? Anonymous is going with Chinese.
Okay.
Trucker Tom's coming in with Hawaiian.
Don't mock Trucker Tom.
And let's see, Joe, what was yours?
Filipina.
And Pimp Helix was Filipina, too.
Oh, okay.
Has everybody weighed in?
Let me just check. Yep, everybody's weighed in.
Now, before we go on, is everybody enjoying the game?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while since we played. You enjoying this, Pimp Helix?
Getting real good euphoric recall.
Scammer says
that means he's getting a boner.
Thanks,
Stay Jeff. Away from me. Scammers is saying it isn't really loud enough, so
I can turn it up.
Turn it up on the next one.
Pump up the orgasm.
Listen, I can't make these girls scream as loud as they want. Their father might have been right next door.
Right.
Nobody.
I can.
Okay, I will make this. But everybody's enjoying the game.
Yes, everybody is weighing in and having fun.
We have a lot of winners on this one.
We do.
Filipina.
Yeah.
So Trucker Tom is all tied up. Pip Helix will do the, will tally it all up and tell us who's where.
Let's see. Okay. Well, we had a lot got that right. Okay. So now we have.
So everybody's tied. Who are the ones that are tied with one? Because that's the
score. Everybody's who's on the board is tied with one.
No, I know, but who's on the board?
Pimp Helix.
She looked at him with disgust.
How dare you, Joe?
Yeah.
Look, Joe's proud.
EMS. Morgane. Trucker Tom with his former British guest. And that's it.
Okay.
Nobody, everybody else is a big goose egg
it's
so
tight.
Far.
No, I guess the Filipino was a little easy. Or everybody's had an experience. All right. Clip number four.
You got the volume cranked up a little more, right?
Yes, Joe. Okay. If it's not loud enough, stop me mid-thing and I'll turn it up.
All right.
That's it. Was it loud enough?
Yeah, it was. I was just puzzled.
Pimp Helix.
We're going Mexican.
Why wouldn't you? They're always around. Pimp Helix.
Oh, gosh.
That's what we're listening for. Oh, gosh. It's a Mormon coming.
Oh, dear. Oh, my Lord.
All right, we got it.
Yeah, I know.
Don't you have a purple sparkly dildo that needs your attention, stupid?
Why do you think I was making those sounds?
It wasn't me. I know that.
No, you're far away.
Listen, I have an intercontinental cock. We've established that this show. So I am there. You are
transcontinental.
I thought it was intercontinental.
Transcontinental.
Well, whatever. It's large.
Wait a minute.
It's like
it was
the pipeline.
Intercontinental. You transcontinental. Can get all the way to, wait, you can get all the way to Ghana.
Yeah, Joe.
Transcontinental is just across the country.
It's an intercontinental cock. Respect thy cock. We move on.
Continental. Transcontinental. Continents.
We'll have to go back and listen to the scammer clips. Pip, enough of the stalling.
Interstate between two states. Anyway,
we're not smuggling it like it's a runaway.
Okay, I'm gonna go with Russian.
Russian, Joseph.
I'm going with Australian.
You're going with Australia, and why correct. Wouldn't you? And now for the Den Pen. They've had plenty of time.
They have had time.
We're arguing over bullshit,
just like every other show, yeah. Joe.
Morgan is going with Chinese. Caden Force is going with Chinese. Let's see. Honey's going with Polish. Scamming Scammers is Australian. EMS says Swedish.
To fear.
Anonymous says Chinese.
Okay.
I didn't see Tom's. Oh, Tom says Russian.
Tom says Russian. Can you just read me back all the guesses? I don't need to know who did it, just so I know. I don't need to know who they are.
Chinese, Russian, Mexican, Australian, Swedish. Chinese, Australian, Russian, Chinese, Polish.
Circle number four. We might have to come back to that one.
Oh,
nobody got that.
Nobody?
Really?
Wow. No, Joe, I'm making shit up as I go along.
I'm enjoying the game. I'm into the game. You shouldn't.
Not as much as these ladies enjoyed it.
No, nobody's enjoying it as much as they are.
You know what, Pip? You bring it up. They are tough because usually I made them with a little bit of flair, some fun, but you had to be an MF-er with the gay name that orgasm and make it so difficult that I had to raise my orgasm game.
Well, I love the one that had the N-word in it, and the guy was actually Puerto Rican.
I almost got that one right.
Well, that threw you. That threw you up the trail.
Well. It wasn't the mines that were getting blown.
Funny.
Clip five. That was clip five. Pip. Name that orgasm.
Indian.
Joe, name that orgasm.
Pakistani.
Oh, neighbors and enemies. Pimp Helix, name that orgasm.
Brazilian.
Brazilian. Just throw it. Brazilian. Fuck them. Somebody should.
Sounds hairless to me.
All right.
Somebody is.
No, well, see, here's the thing about these orgasm shows. I can't have actual fucking for these orgasms, because unlike Pip, where she tries to cloud the issue, these are solo performances. I want the purity of the orgasm.
Oh, really?
I made sure that both people involved were of the same ethnicity.
No, yeah, but there's too much going on. I want a woman and her toys on her fingers. That's what I want. I want the purity of the cum.
Oh, my.
Wow.
It's like the ivory of orgasms. Okay. All right. So start giving me what the Den Pens guesses.
Wait a second. Oh, I thought somebody guessed off the board. I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
They're making their own up.
I know. Like, you know,
I just came right
Yugoslavian,
now.
Yugoslavian, you know. It's like, what are you doing?
It's they're coming in countries that don't exist anymore.
And don't we all?
That's a Chechenian orgasm. And there's fireworks and killing.
Hang on a second. I think I missed Caden Force's guess.
So go scroll up, stupid.
Where are
or
you?
Have him Caden Force re-guess.
I don't see it.
All right. Well, then maybe he did. Maybe he's confused.
Yeah. Caden, are you there?
All right. Oh. Well, read the others and he has time.
All right. Okay. So we have Anonymous says... I can't read my own handwriting. Brazilian. I said Indian. Pimp said Brazilian. Joe said Pakistani. EMS said Australian. Morgane,
I don't think she had a question when she said it. Australia.
Australian?
Morgane said Brazilian.
All right.
Scamming said Canadian.
Okay.
Trucker Tom said Russian.
Okay.
Caden is in with Russian.
Oh, there you go, Caden.
And Honey said Pakistani.
All right, make a little note. We move on.
Wow, nobody got it again. That's crazy.
It's crazy how nobody could guess these orgasms.
They're tough.
Well, they were having a good time with it.
These are difficult. Difficult orgasms for us, easy orgasms
all right.
for them.
We got three more, and then I play the Octomom's kids singing the Christmas song, which we didn't play this year.
Oh, God.
That's another punishment song.
I was just going to say, you're trying to punish them? They're having fun now.
If somebody doesn't win the first round, we punish. The pressure's on. Here we go. Clip number 6. Joseph, name that orgasm.
Let's see. I'm going Swedish.
Going Swedish.
I just wrote that down. For me.
Okay. You're a little premature, but I understand. Pimp Helix?
Chinese.
Chinese. And now we wait for the pen to weigh in.
Caden is fast on the gun this time. Australian.
All right, Caden's like, let me finish this up.
Let me get in there.
Let me get in there, which is really what we're all thinking when we're watching these clips. Well,
there's
not all
that
of
big
us.
Purple dildo.
I'll finish you off.
Let me take care of this for you, honey.
Oh, you're coming, my pretty.
My pretty. Oh, Morgan's is Nigerian.
I think that's Morgane's second one with Nigerian. Flashback much?
Let's see. Almost done getting everybody's in.
Well, we haven't heard them all. But
hold on. I'll read them. 1 sec.
Okay. Take your time.
All right. We got a lot of that. Ooh. All right.
That seems like we have a very active pen tonight.
Swedish was very popular.
Mm. They're beautiful.
Of course they are.
And their meatballs are to die for, especially on your chin.
Especially in the bikini.
Sure.
Swedish for Anonymous.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Anonymous, you're playing this game. Give a name, stupid.
Anonymous 1400. You like that?
Well, now we know.
Swedish for Anonymous. I said Swedish. Pimp said Chinese. Joe says Swedish. EMS says Swedish. Morgane, going outside the box, Nigerian. Scammer said Swedish. Trucker Tom goes with Polish. Cade and Force said Australian. And Honey said Swedish.
We play on. Circle that.
Whoa.
Whoa.
The game has gotten tough. They all can't be Filipinas, you creeps.
We can hope.
All right. Are we ready? We have two more to go. And now if somebody is not winning these next two, we'll have to go back again to get a winner.
Yeah.
So here we go. Pimp Helix, name that orgasm.
I'm going back to the Chinese.
Why wouldn't you? Because they like it in the back.
And after a couple of minutes, you need to go back.
Nice job.
Well played.
Pimp Helix.
I think Polish.
You think? Well, you always do. We've established that. Joe, what do you got?
I'm going Chinese, too.
You going Chinese, too?
Yes.
Once again, Joe and Pimp Helix are on the same thing. Last time they agreed, they both got a point. Mm. So it'll be interesting. See what the Den Pen comes up with here.
They're working on it.
Well, I'm sure they are. That's what this that's what this game is about, guys. Enjoy. What other radio show gives you this type of entertainment? Others can't. They won't.
Others can't. They won't. They've got scruples.
They got scruples. Is that what you call it?
All right. We got everybody.
All right.
Okay. So Anonymous comes in with Chinese.
Okay.
I said Polish. Pimp says Chinese. Joe says Chinese. EMS said Swedish. Morgane says Chinese. Scammy Scammers agrees with me and says Polish. Trucker Tom says Australian.
Mm.
Caden Force, Chinese. And Honey, Filipina.
Well, you know what? If you're going to fuck up and not pay attention, that's not my problem. Filipina's off the board. Sucks
Oops.
To be Honey. Well, and the good news is none of you got that. So we circle that. Wow. Circle that one. Circle that number for me.
Number 7.
All right.
Number 7.
Somebody can win with this one because we have a bunch of people tied up at 1.
Yeah.
Somebody can win right here.
Right here.
All right. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, baby, show me. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh.
All right. Pip Helix, start us off.
I'm going to say Pakistani.
You're going to go Pakistani. Joe, where are you going?
I'm going Hawaiian.
Of course you are. It's a lovely place. Pimp Helix?
I'm going Chinese.
I'll tell you what. You people want to hear these Chinese people come. I will tell you that.
I like their takeout.
Or their eat-in. Anyway. I just had to fill some time, Joe. I didn't think it was a good joke, but I can't have dead air. All right. Start calculating.
Hang on a second. There's a couple more coming in.
No. Coming in, coming out. Going in, going out.
Coming. Let's see. Where's Scamming Scammers? Oh, there you are.
There you are, Scamming Scammers. There you are. Name that. How many people do we have playing? Counting you guys.
I didn't count. Let's see.
Well, that's what I asked you to do now.
7 people.
All right. That's not bad.
Okay. Everybody weighed in.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Anonymous says Chinese.
Chinese, very popular.
I said Pakistani. Pimp says Chinese. Joe says Hawaiian. EMS says Chinese. Morgane said Pakistani. Scamming says Hawaiian. Trucker Tom says Mexican. Caden Force Chinese. And Honey said Chinese.
None of you got that. Circle
Whoa!
That one. Circle that one. So now we go to sudden death. Because we have some more that you guys have not guessed.
Wow.
So we go back and we go to sudden death. So we might have to play on because there might be more ties.
Yeah.
But we have a bunch more. So really what we're looking here for is 2. If you have 0, you cannot win. If you could still play, of course, but the people who have 0, Pip, who has 0? I believe you have 0.
I have 0.
Okay.
Anonymous has 0. Pimp has 1. Joe has 1. EMS has 1. Morgane has 1. Scamming has 0. Trucker Tom has 1, Caden 0, and Honey 0.
All right. Those of you with 0 right now cannot win. But, of course, you can still guess along.
I'm still guessing.
Think that's fair?
Yeah.
All right. So what's the first one that I have to go back to? What number was that?
Number 2.
Something Pimp Helix is fond of. Here we go. So I believe Pip is eliminated, so we're not going to start with you.
But shall I remind people what they guessed before so they don't do it again?
No.
Oh.
It's their fault if they... Listen, I know there's a computer. I know you're very excited about what's going on, but still you must focus on business.
Okay.
Yeah, it is not our job to remind them what they have already guessed.
Okay.
Joe?
Indian?
Don't ask me. I'm not going to tell you. But it was like, Indian? Like you were copying off their paper in class.
No, I'm right, Indian.
You won't eat their food, but you'll guess their orgasm. Pimp Helix.
Mexican.
All right, then. Pimp Helix, not that it matters.
I'm going to go with Australian this time.
Going to go with Australian this time. All right.
Let's see what's going on in the... Oh, honey, don't go to bed yet.
Why is honey going to bed? Isn't she having fun? Or he having fun? Or?
Well, she's out of it, but it's also time for bed.
Oh. We're sorry. We cannot... And, well, you have good thoughts now to think about.
Yeah. So many people...
Enjoy the purple dildo.
Let's see. Morgane's coming in with Mexican. Good night, honey.
Night, honey.
Canadian. Let's see what else we got. Oh, that's who that is. Anonymous with Lizzie.
Oh, hey, Lizzie.
Yeah.
Name yourself.
She was having trouble.
With naming herself?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Lizzie.
Caden says, hang on a second. Everybody's saying goodnight to Honey, so I'm having trouble here. Catching up with everything.
They're very polite tonight.
Yes. And
no duct tape diva tonight.
No, I know.
Yeah, we good.
What a nice segue. They're very polite tonight. No duct tape diva. That came out wrong. Scammy scammers, you're not going to guess even if you... Oh, yes, you are. Okay.
Oh, yes, you are. All right. Now, is that everybody?
I'm just seeing if Anonymous wants to guess because she's not in the running anymore. But do you want to
Anonymous
guess Anonymous?
Lizzie. It's Lizzie.
Yeah, Lizzie. Come on, Lizzie. Give me a guess.
Come on. Give it to me.
Come on. Give me a guess.
Give it to me.
Give it to me. Our honey's out.
All right. So we got
all right.
Everybody. So give me the ones that are still alive first.
Okay. Oh, sorry. I got you scamming. Okay. So Pimp says Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
Joe says Indian. EMS said Russian. Morgane said Mexican. Let's see. Trucker Tom said Canadian. And that's it for those who were in the running.
That's it for those in the running.
Yes.
There is a reason why a man... is a champion.
Oh, no!
Trucker Tom has united the orgasm titles.
Wow.
He has united. He is no longer just the champion of gay named that orgasm, but also the champion of straight named that orgasm.
And what did he guess?
He guessed Canadian.
It was Canadian.
Really?
And before...
Wow.
Okay.
What?
No, he got two. But I have to give props. Lizzie guessed Canadian as well, but she only has one. He has two.
Right. Well, she gets nothing.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's a winner.
Nothing.
Trucker Tom, I will send you. As soon as I can find
you. Trucker Tom, you're our pervert, says the den.
I will send you a CD, Brenna Swanger's new CD, 10 Metaphors for Love, which clearly is appropriate for you, since you seem to have all sorts of metaphors at your disposal. Trucker Tom, just email me at davincomedy@mail.com or message me on Facebook, and we will get this out to you. Congratulations, sir. And again, thank you, Brenna Swanger, for giving us the swag. Trucker
awesome.
Tom!
Awesome.
And all the girls that came to our aid to help us out.
This is awesome. I have to go back to the chat and see who made this. Somebody made up a little certificate that says International Name That Orgasm Champion presented to Trucker Tom, presented by Davinsden 2014.
We got to post that on our page.
We will pass this on our page. That's hilarious.
So we have a couple more orgasms. Should I just play them one more time? You guys could take one more guess, and we won't do anything formal. Or do you want me to just tell you what it was?
Yeah, one second. That was thank you, Caden Force, for that great.
Good job, Caden. Good job, sir.
Oh, that's so funny. And Trucker Tom is doing his victory lap. I am the king of all orgasms.
Well, you know, the lap is a lot quicker than last year because he's down 50 pounds.
That's true.
Last year it was more of a victory lumber. Now the man now the man is svelte. He's taking a victory lap.
That's funny.
Scamming scammers and I declare our innocence. That we did not get this.
That's all right. Trucker Tom is a perv and we love him.
We do.
We love our perverted trucker.
We love him long time.
Yes. Well, no Chinese, no loving long time. All right. So what more do we have to go? And then we got to take a break.
Okay. One more what?
Which ones do I have to replay again? What numbers?
You have to replay number 4.
All right. We'll do number 4 right now.
Okay.
Do you guys want to guess it or should I just play it and tell you?
I think play it and tell us.
Yeah. Play and tell.
Play and tell.
Yeah.
was that?
I think it was a fart.
Yeah, it sounded farty noise. There's a...
I'm not listening.
Kind
of
noise in there.
It's the air that gets in there.
Yeah. What was that, a queef?
It could have been. I don't know.
Well, okay, who was that?
Her name was Margie. A young girl trying to make a dollar in a dream.
Name was
a woman alone with her and her fingers trying to make her debut.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't know what the hell it was. She was a Hawaiian.
A Hawaiian.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay. A Hawaiian fist.
All right.
All right. What other ones do we have to play?
Come on and come, Hawaiian. Number 5.
No. Okay, here we go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Here we go.
What was that?
It was an orgasm.
Thank you.
Silly.
That was Mexican.
Oh.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. She was a Mexican girl. At least that's what porn said. Don't think they'd lie, Joe.
They're not scammers.
Yeah, they're reputable.
Scamming scammer says, shit, they all sound the same now.
I know. Your ears start to bleed, you know, when the juices start to flow.
After
I understand.
A while, it's, all,
it's all the same climax to me. Listen, fans of the show, you're free to record your own orgasms and tell us where you're from and send those in, and we could certainly use them for the next bout. You know?
This is hilarious. Scammer says, I'm outdoors on my laptop. Neighbors must think I'm having a great day.
Well, aren't you? You're with us.
Well, yes, she is.
I'm just jealous because you're outdoors with your laptop.
I
it's
know.
Like 20 degrees and snowy here.
All right. How many more do we got? What ones do we have next?
Number 6, please.
All right, number 6. Do I have to play all the next one? Do I have to play 6, 7, and 8 again?
6, 7, and 8.
Oh,
yeah,
you people suck at this.
We want to hear.
All right, drama queen.
She was very good. This one I remember. She was a young gal, not in the best shape.
Oh, but helping herself.
Yeah,
herself.
I don't know if anybody else would. I think, as I recall, she had braces too.
Oh,
and a kind of
what a mess!
Wow. Kind of a pear-shaped figure.
Oh my! Oh. What was that?
That was a mess, as Joe said.
Well, what kind of mess?
It was a Pakistani mess.
Oh.
Oh.
She's got the bomb.
Number 7, please.
Sure.
Trucker Tom says, I think I remember this girl.
Probably. Probably smuggled her across state lines, you creep.
I can hear an accent there.
Yeah.
You're ruining it.
Yeah, even her orgasm has an accent.
Well, that's the point. That's why it's named that orgasm, stupid.
So what was that?
I don't know. You're the one who heard the accent. Why don't you guess?
I don't know.
I'll guess Swedish.
I don't know.
It was Russian.
Oh.
I was going to...
You had a shot. Called the first time.
Yeah, that's what she told me.
Yeah, you know, Trucker Tom said Polish.
But it wasn't Polish.
No, it wasn't.
So,
but see, this runs in a family here.
All right. Number 8.
Last one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, baby, show me. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Anybody hear anything?
I hear the high-pitched voice. That was like the same thing, which makes it sound like it's like a, you know, an Asian descent.
The same thing. The other one was Russian.
Yeah, but you know what? The No, this was much higher. No,
I don't know. I'm not listening.
She's got that long time, you know, love you long time type of sound.
So many people guess.
And we all went. We all went there. We all went for that Far East thing.
Yeah. So wait a minute. So we had guessed Chinese, Pakistani, Hawaiian, and Mexican. So can't be any of those.
Swedish.
That one was Swedish?
I never would have guessed.
These were tough.
Hey, you raised the level. Trucker Tom once again excelled in the face of a stiff orgasm. Trucker Tom overcame.
Came through.
Oh, my God. And this time he guessed it right.
Well, it doesn't matter. You won, Tom.
Yeah.
Wow. You know your orgasms. You're a creep. You know your porn.
I'm sure I got to spend more time at IKEA, I'm telling you.
So you guys enjoy?
Yeah, it was great. It was really tough.
It seems like the people in the audio did as well.
So, Tom, you will get me your mailbox, your address. That's what the kids call it, and I will I will get that out to you. We don't even have another half of a show. We got less than an hour of a show to go. We'll go a little long tonight. We're having fun.
Yeah.
We'll come back. We'll do our Scam and the Scammers. We'll take a little 10-minute break. We'll play one of my favorite bands, a little Talking to Lois. This is their song, Wastoid.
Oh, these guys are good.
It is time for a pork duet! That is right, pork duet of Davin's Den. We are not tired. We are ready to roll to give you some more extra. So stick around with Davin and Pip and Joe as the party continues. No reason to leave. Sit down. Kick back. Take off your shoes. Phew. Phew. Okay. Okay. Put shoes back on. They stink. Okay. So what was I saying? Oh, yes. Stick around for extra because we are here at Davin's Den for part two.
We are back. You are listening to the one, the only, the mighty Davin's Den. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. We had a lot of fun on the first half of the show. We talked about some of my comedy gigs. We talked about Pip's bedazzled purple dildo, which is always a good talk.
The dream dildo.
Then we played the very popular Name That Orgasm. We were joined in studio by Pip's brother, Pimp Helix, who you would think with a title like that would get the win. No.
I know.
Not so much.
He's got to up his game.
There's a bigger creep than a pimp.
Yeah.
And his name is Trucker Tom, who unified the Name That Orgasm titles, the gay Name That Orgasm title, the straight Name That Orgasm title. Next week, feline Name That Orgasm. Is it calico? Is it tabby? Is it Siamese? So Caden Force of Indie Authority, he actually Facebooked me an image of...
That's great.
Of the championship, of the certificate.
Yes.
So hopefully he can email me that, and then I will print that out here, and I will include that in Trucker Tom's CD so it could be displayed prominently on his dashboard.
Nice.
Everybody can know the real creep that Trucker Tom is.
Well, we know that.
Everybody.
Oh, everybody.
So Lizard has second thoughts. I better put on my A-game for the orgasm. This man's sophisticated. he's a world traveler of orgasms.
Yes.
Yes. So, now what we like to do is we like to do the second half of the show where we go into the scamming.
Yes.
Do a little scam buster. So let's play that to music. Yeah, we're a little behind tonight. Not playing the whole thing. Of course, Scam Busters is brought to you by Surf Easy. Surf Easy is the easiest way to protect your online identity and ensure your anonymity. Is that how I say it?
Anonymity.
Yeah, Joe says it differently in the scammer clips. I got to figure out the word he says. I asked Joe to send me a copy. He has not. Or just like write down what you wrote.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did, but you ignored it.
I didn't see it.
Well, clearly. Or yeah. You ignored it.
See, there's a difference between seeing and ignoring it. I didn't see it.
For a long time ago, a long time there wasn't.
Ignoring it, I would have seen it. I would have,
That's all right. So, yes. the best way to protect yourself online. To learn more, go to SurfEasy.com. SurfEasy.com. So, yes, Scambusters is brought to you by SurfEasy. Last week, we did something a little different with the Scambusters segment. I revealed to you guys a conversation I had with one of Ghana's most successful, notorious scammers. And it was kind of creepy to a lot of people. He started posting stuff from my Facebook page to me to let me know I knew who he was and everything.
Yeah.
So so we stopped at mid-conversation. This took place on January 17th. So we'll resume with that.
Yes.
Shall we? All right. Where am I? And he goes by the name of Kevin. He goes, so we're talking, he wants me to pay for the privilege of him doing juju on me. He wants some $300 of my dollars for him to pay to the juju man, which Joe likened to, like, say, all right, I need you to go out buy some bullets so I can shoot you.
Yeah.
Which I thought was a great analogy. Yeah. So that's where we are. So Kevin goes, think about it. Well, I don't need to use my money for anything. I have a family to take care of. Things don't work in Africa that way. Africa man can't use money on a white man as an insult. I need your money to do your job. I say, I
need your money to do your job. Okay.
I go, I understand, which is why we should just part. And then I go, are you a racist? Because he said, like, about the white man thing.
Yeah. Hmm.
He goes, I'm not racist. I'm just a lover of money. I know you are rich. I go, then what's with the insult of paying the white man? I go, I know you are rich. I've been told he's very, very rich.
Yeah.
So. He goes, yes, of course, but I don't have to use my money to prove your point, and the most annoying factor is my time. I go, you don't have to prove anything to me. I go, you say that, yet you continue. I do not want to waste your time. He goes, okay, then I must be paid for my service with you. I have already wasted my time. Here we go, round and round and round.
Yeah, yeah.
I go, you owe me $500 for my time thus far.
Nice. Yeah.
He goes, I see you like football.
Oh.
He sent a picture.
Yeah, creep.
Mm-hmm. Then he sent a picture of my daughter.
Yeah, that's very creepy.
My young daughter. He goes, really beautiful.
Oh, ew.
No hacking. Just a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to be scared.
Uh-huh.
I go, should I believe you? And it is unnerving.
Sure.
Oh, of course.
Is it? Because I know I have these on Facebook. I don't have a lot on Facebook, but I know I have these on Facebook, and that's where he is.
Yeah.
I've let him into my world, which was a mistake.
Yeah.
So I go, should I believe you? He goes, of course. Of course. I love children. In my custom, we go for money, not humans. Which really is not true, because humans suffer and kill themselves, and sometimes they die.
Yes.
So it's not really true, but okay. I go, listen, Kevin, this is not working. No hard feelings, sir. He goes, I just need money to stop. Then he goes sends a picture of me with my wife and my daughter.
Oh, God.
He goes, Mr. Davin, thanks for your time. I was just threatening your faith. Nothing will go wrong, I promise you.
Wait a minute. I was just threatening your faith?
My faith, whether I believed him or
okay.
not. So I went home and I blocked him.
Yeah.
Next day, I created a new profile to talk with him.
Okay.
And I used his last name.
Okay.
As my last name, which is fit.
Turnabout is fair play.
Can I ask a question?
Of course you can, Joe. It's a good
just
form
ask
for
a
that.
Favor. Could you make sure that no juju happens till after we get... Because we're going to be on a plane in 3 weeks. I don't need to be going in a nosedive and going really stupid. Really? Really?
You don't really believe in juju.
We're going to fly in a plane. I'm scared.
I don't think it works at 30,000 feet, Joe. I don't know.
All right.
He goes, so next day I create a new profile to talk with him. I use his last name, which is fictitious, and I friend request him. Pip's eyes just like bugged out. You did what? She's like, you're out. Why are you going back in? What is wrong with you? So on his Facebook page, there is a link to our Scamming the Scammers clip on his timeline. Our iHeart link with the picture and the Scamming the Scammers. He put it on his timeline.
Wow.
It must be because he's a fan.
Yes, that's why. Maybe he wants. Oh, maybe he wants to be a sponsor.
Funny,
but a good idea.
It's not a terrible idea.
Hey, he's got money.
But we got to pay for him. We got to pay him the $300 to sponsor us.
Yeah,
sounds like TBQ.
Notice, no arguments there.
Sorry, Surf Easy, Scamming the Scammers on Davenstead is now sponsored by
Juju.
Now sponsored the Scammer
by the Scammer, Mr. Juju.
So remember, there is a friend, a mutual friend, that put us in contact with each other. So now on the 18th, the next day, I am talking to this friend. He asked me how it went. I go, I told you. He was boring. I expected much more finesse, nuance. I did.
Yes.
A little disappointed. She goes, you had what you wished for, sir. You wanted the man. I gave you the man. All right, you're not Ric Flair. Settle down. I go, this is true. He kept on saying his time was money, so I told him to go, but he wouldn't. LOL. So I blocked him. Now I have friend requested him as D-E, and the name.
Oh.
He goes, why would you friend request him, sir? I go, if he wanted to continue, I left the option open for him. You and I do have a bet, so I want to allow it to play out. We do have a bet. There's dog food at stake. He goes, sir, Kevin told me to advise you on something. I go, what would that be? He goes, he said never use real profile to chat people like him again. Otherwise, you might put your family in danger, sir. Whatever that means.
Well, that's creepy.
It is.
That's really creepy.
I go, he is correct. He goes, my friend goes, don't know what you guys chatted about. I go, he made vague threats, but then said they were not threats. I was polite the whole time, which I was. Not like an audience member after a comedy show.
Right.
Very much unlike that.
So my friend goes, did he say anything about your family, sir? What the hell did you guys talk about? I go, he went on my Facebook page and pulled up pictures that were accessible. He pulled up basic info, stuff anybody with access to my page could find. He also had a ton of wrong info, which made his threats a bit more amusing. I can remember he said I was in London. And
yes.
I can see how I go. I could see how somebody could be afraid of him, though. He said you promised him I would pay him $300. I told him I apologize if he was under that impression, but it was not true. I asked him what he said about the conversation. He said, and my friend goes, he said you've wasted his time and would have had $500 from someone last night.
Oh.
I go, then I guess I did good.
Yeah, and now you're racking up your debt.
Yeah, I go, then I guess I did good, because while I was talking to him, I was making very good money, because I was running my comedy show. I go, why wouldn't he use his real profile? He goes, why would a scammer use his real profile? I go, because if the juju is so strong, he does not need to hide.
Oh, true.
He goes, sir, I did what you asked me to do, so I guess the deal's off, yeah? I go, do people who profess Jesus Christ hide? Do people who profess Allah hide? Actually, you were convinced the juju would work. You wanted this. Kevin knows how to find me. Like I said, I was a gentleman with him, and I will be. He thinks my goal is to destroy scammers or something. I have no such goals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it'd be nice, but it ain't going to happen, so I'm not going to shoot for it. I can't destroy him. I can have fun with him, though.
Oh, yeah.
So my friend goes, what's your move? I go, I have no move. If Kevin thinks talking with me is a waste of time, so be it. If Kevin thinks I'm going to send him $300 to talk with him, then he's mistaken, as I told him. No move. Just is. She goes, I'm not into this anymore. You're on your own, man. I go, on my own. When was I not? He laughs, goes, all the while, I have always guided you. I go, well, if you were on my side, you would have given me the same information about him that you provided him about me. Mm-hmm. So were you on Kevin's side? He goes, I'm not on anyone's side, bro. I'm just a loner. You're on your own. I go, see, that is what I do not understand. You profess you hate scammers, yet you bet on them to win, and you allow them to operate in the shadows.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, yeah, I like the scammers, but you were taking the issue seriously. You want Kevin to do something, and like you said, he wants $300. Well, it's you and him. I'm not into this anymore. You're on your own. I go, I take it serious because people's lives are ruined over it. Yeah. People die over it. So it is serious. You see firsthand the victories of scammers, but I deal with the other side of the equation. I explained to Kevin that if I sent him $300, I would lose my bet with you, and I could not do that. So my friend goes, but why does he need the money? I go, because his time was valuable. He said, you told him I would give him $300. Like I said, I told him my time is valuable, so he owes me $500. Just two men negotiating. Nothing more. I told him we would not be able to come to an agreement on the money issue. Kevin and I are cool, at least as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
So my friend goes, so you're sending him the money? Because I'm sure... he goes...
What parts did he not understand?
I was thinking the same thing.
Thank you.
So he goes, so you're sending him the money? Because I'm sure you will. I go, yes. He asked me to have you handle it. I will send it via Western Union tomorrow. He goes, are you sure this is appropriate? I go, what do you mean? He goes, just quit, sir, and eat the dog food, LOL. And that's when everyone's like, you know what, that'd be nice. I go, well, once I send the $300, I will have no choice. Nothing would please me more than sending him $300. Maybe I'll throw in an extra $100 for you for making all this awesomeness possible.
Trucker Tom says, little boy blue, he needed the money.
Oh! My friend goes, what do you mean? Please, I'll advise you to quit and video you eating the food. Sending money won't solve the problem. I go, sending money means I get the privilege of having Kevin use his juju on me. It means I get the privilege of eating dog food for you, and yet I feel strangely compelled to do so.
Hmm.
The juju is strong within this one.
Yeah.
What do you guys think so far?
I'm wondering who this friend of yours is, because he seems like a creep, too.
Well, look around.
Nothing but creeps, as far as I can see.
I think you're doing everything you can not to eat dog food.
Anyway. All right. So he goes, sir. I go, hold on. Just getting my cash ready. He goes, no! I go, no, I must. I just want to so badly. It just feels right. He goes, Davin, this ain't a good idea. I go, it is my destiny. He goes, sir, please, stop. I go, must get my money. It must get money to send to Ghana. Goodbye, my friend. He goes, goodbye? Where are you going? You will never listen to me. You see why I said you're on your own.
Wait a minute. So this rube thinks that you're like hypnotized and you're going for your wallet.
He believes in the juju.
I guess so, because he seems disturbed. No.
He's very upset by this.
You don't
actually,
know this juju.
Pimp Daddy behind me over here had a good point. He said, sounds like he's looking for a royalty.
I never asked for money.
But maybe he's getting a kickback from whatever Kevin gets off of you.
It's possible. It's possible. Anything's possible. Mm-hmm. Well, but I feel compelled. I feel compelled. Actually, I wanted to take a nap or take a dump. I don't remember which it was.
The power of Christ compels you.
I think the poo-poo might have overrun the juju.
What is that feeling I'm feeling? It's constipation.
No, I think I want to take a nap. So I hear from Kevin on this day.
Yeah.
He goes, hello again, my friend. How is New York City?
Oh, look at that.
I go, hi, Kevin. How are you? I go, I hope you don't mind me using your last name. It was a show of respect. They say imitation is the greatest form of flattery, so that is all I meant by it. He goes, I have no problem with that, as long as you are here to do business.
Listen to this. Trucker Tom says, all I can say is Ghana must have some really good weed if he believes that garbage.
Shut up, Tom. No, he did believe it. He completely believed it.
Yeah, he did.
Because remember, they believe in the juju. Just like, you know, Christians like speaking tongues and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's the same thing. I don't look at them as any different than somebody who believes that Moses looked in a burning bush and didn't get crabs, but instead got birds. You know? Well, you know, or Jesus walked on water but didn't have jet skis. It's all the same thing. You know, sure, there was a big boat and he got every species. Of course he did. Well, now there's a movie about it, so it's true. You know, it's the same. They're coming out with a Noah movie.
Oh, I know. He should have forgotten about the mosquitoes, but please, go ahead.
Go ahead. So yeah, this guy's in. He believes. Now I'm back with Kevin.
Yeah.
And this is creepy.
Yeah, this is creepy. I don't like that he was like, oh, so, you know, he's fishing. He's trying to figure out more about you. Because first he had the UK, and now he's zeroing in, and he's like,
I'm not hard to find.
Yeah, what was that New York City remark?
He's probably looked somewhere online and saw that or affiliated me something with New York.
Oh, okay, all right.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm guessing. I'm not hard to find. I'm the wrong person to be a scam beater as a real profile because I'm real easy. Yet I do well with it. But I mean, you know, this is a different type of guy.
They normally don't do their homework. You know, I mean, the girls that have scammed you, or we believe they're girls.
They are girls. Everyone's been a girl.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
We called 1 and 3 a.m. That was a woman.
I know that was a girl.
And we've seen Belinda and Mavis on camera.
We saw girls that claim to be them.
They were them. I've seen the pictures. They were them.
Okay.
They were them.
All right. So they've always been them? They've always been girls.
Well, I don't know if I got sold or not.
Right.
You know.
Okay.
I know I've spoken to Belinda over a period of months, even when she was Agnes.
Yeah, that's true.
You know.
And who knows who started that, but now it's a girl.
Yeah.
But the thing is that the girls did not do their homework, and so they only know what you tell them. This guy is fishing for stuff.
This guy's one of the best. He's good. He's creepy.
I don't like hackers. Hackers are more scary than the scammers.
That's the part that scares me, the hacking hack. Hey, I'm not giving his last name, though.
That was an evil laugh. Yeah, are you enjoying this a little too much, Joe?
No, because it's an evil person he's dealing with.
Yeah.
Listen, man, he's a businessman. He's got his goals, I got mine.
Yeah, so I'm sorry to interrupt you, but please continue.
No, we won't. We'll finish with that portion of the show next week.
No.
Yeah.
Tease.
Ah.
We'll continue. We'll finish up with
More Kevin the Scammer.
Yeah. Next week.
Ah. Okay.
Well, I left you a good place. No.
I know. But it's like, oh no, what happens now?
What do you think, Joe? You happy?
Yeah, I'm interested where this is going. I know you don't want to eat cat food.
It's dog food.
Dog food, regardless.
Yeah.
So you're not going to drop it anytime soon, no matter what this guy says, no matter how much he
tries
to...
But, Joe, I'm sending the money.
Yeah.
You don't believe it?
No, of course not. I don't believe it.
It was I might have been born yesterday, but it wasn't in Ghana.
Yes. That's a little Western Union paper you got over there.
And no, this isn't scripted. This is real.
Yeah, no, it's very real.
This is real with all the creepiness.
That's why my hackles are up.
Yeah. All right. Shall we? Shall we go to our girlfriends?
Yeah. Miss them.
Let's see. I gotta find the right music.
Girlfriends.
Well, there's Mavis.
Yes.
And Belinda.
I was wondering if we were gonna hear from both.
If time allows, we most certainly will.
Okay.
Yeah. Whoa, whoa. Always and forever. Just like a dream to me. That's somehow true.
All right. So when we last left off, I was talking to Dick Eldorado's, Joe's, Walter Ego, girlfriend Mavis, and they had not spoken in a while. And Mavis was actually asking me about a guy that she was thinking about going to visit, flying a plane, as you recall.
Yes.
And then she asked me if I'd ever remember when I saw Belinda / Agnes in Ghana. I'm like, well, she wasn't real. And you know, and then I started questioning her and said, forget about that.
Yeah, but she seemed to think that you had met in person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we established, apparently, these two know each other a little longer than they had claimed.
Yes.
And they didn't like the Inquisition-y part. And
you don't say.
Mavis had said that I had done something to offend her. I'd upset her, remember?
Yeah.
I had done something that upset her, and we didn't know what that was, and she signed off. Meanwhile, I'm supposed to be having a video chat with Belinda.
Yes.
Supposed to have a video chat with Belinda on this day. So, we'll resume with Mavis.
Okay.
Same day, March 13th. I go, you were back. That was quick. So what have I done that to you that makes you think the worst of me, yet you are still drawn to me? She goes, I think I had a wrong impression. I go, wrong about me being bad or wrong about me being good? She goes, bad. I go, what gave you the impression that I was bad? She goes, don't know. It was here in the file. I go, well, there must be something. I mean, if that is how you feel, that is fine. She goes, don't know. I go, I feel you were confused by me. She goes, maybe that's it. That's it.
That's it?
That's it. D-A-T-S. Like Joe would spell it in a blog. I go, it would be much easier for you to just.
The juju is strong within you.
I can't do the juju. I go, it would be much easier for you to just hate me, wouldn't it? She goes, I have nothing. She goes, I have nothing. N-U-F-I-N, I have nothing against you. I go, okay, our friendship is very odd, LOL. She goes, she laughs, she goes, maybe we can straighten it up. I go, how can we do that? She goes, time. I go, would you like us to have a good friendship? She goes, yeah. I smile, I go, never would have guessed that might happen. She laughs, we both laugh, we share a chuckle, things are good. Things are good between us kids. I go, so what do you think you're going to do about Adrian? That's the guy she asked me to check out.
Right.
She goes, don't know. I don't know. I asked him to come to Ghana. Well, that always works out well for people.
Oh, jealous.
Listen, you're very forgettable. I go, do you think he will come? She goes, let's wait and see. I go, I hope you find what you're looking for. She goes, what do you think I'm looking for? I'm guessing love, but I do not know. Why don't you tell me? She goes, well, you guessed right. She's looking for love.
In all the wrong places.
Oh, I'm very jealous.
Yeah.
Maybe
poor
somebody
Dick
would check their spam filter. Nah. They'd be involved. Don't worry, Joe. You're losing one, you lose another. It's part of what you do. It's hot. Don't worry. Inside. That's a little inside. Old my only recruit. I have one request of all the Danish that are listening that are friends with Joe Curry on Facebook. Just post to his timeline hot with a couple T's and a couple of exclamation points. Nothing more needs to be said. Please, just
please,
put hot.
Please don't.
Please do. Please do. Joe likes when people write hot. Makes him feel good. Cheers him up. Don't worry, some of those in the Northeast and the Midwest, you'll be snowed in tomorrow. It'll be good vibes.
Sorry.
So I ask her if she loves Adrian. Joe, what do you think she's going to say?
I don't think so. I think she still has her heart set on Dick.
Well, we've already established everybody has their heart set on Dick on the first half of the show. By the way, it was very funny how Morgaine kept on guessing Nigerian.
Funny.
She goes, no, but I like him. She goes, I think he is caring. I go, that is good. Do you think he's talking to other women? She goes, don't really know. He might be. Hot. Joe's cell phone's going off. Hot.
Do you think he's talking to other women? Da, 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 da. He sure enough is. Da, 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 da,
somebody's
da.
Listening. He does not like us talking about them. Joe's in trouble. Don't worry. This one can't take half his shit. Okay. Joe's just swallowed hard.
He's like, oh, no. That means a quarter of my stuff if I do my math.
No. All right?
No.
Does Akumi need to clean out the compound a little quicker?
No, but no.
Joe's troubled.
You know, it floods down there.
No.
Does it?
No.
Yeah.
No, only when the toilet gets back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pimp Helix isn't going. He'll be fine. I know. I ask her what you like about him. She goes, I think he's caring. I go, that's good. Do you think he's talking to other women? She goes, don't really know. He might be. I ask if it would bother her. She goes, maybe. I go, I think Ghanaian women are more forgiving than American women. She goes, really? Why do you say that? I go, you will tolerate more indiscretions. It is most likely a cultural thing. Belinda is similar in that way to you. Remember
the
Vassiola's twins?
The Vassiola twins. She's just like, go have a good time.
Sometimes she is.
Yeah, sometimes she's like, what are you doing?
Depends.
She doesn't seem jealous, though.
Well, I guess she figures there's more Mugus like me. But we're getting married. She knows that.
Yeah.
So Mavis goes, that's good to know. I go, why is that? She goes, Ghanaian women are good women, I guess. I go, I agree. It is a hard life, though, especially for women in your situation. I go, and they're pretty, too. She goes, thanks for the compliment. That she can spell properly. I go, no problem. I ask her how her daughter's doing. She goes, she's fine. I go, glad to hear it. She asks how my child is. And then I tell her the age. Good to know. I go, why is that? She goes, your kid is grown already. I wrote my daughter 6. She goes, your kid is grown already.
I suppose in Ghanaian time.
It got... Get time to get out there and find a nice scammer to settle down with and earn some money.
She's ready to marry her off.
Yeah, exactly. She goes, your kid is grown already. I go, at 6? For punctuation, Joe. Shut that thing off.
Don't worry.
Really? Are they weighing in on the show? Stick it up your ass and make an orgasm. It's Scottish. Mavis goes, yeah, soon she will be 16. I go, in 10 years, she'll be 16.
Soon she'll be 16.
Time to earn a living, sweet tits.
Mm-hmm. I know. She's like, get her out on the street already. She's 6. No time like the present.
I go, at 6, she's a little girl. And then I go, you disappeared. Did you leave me for another creep? LOL. She goes, no, I was losing connection. Hold on. Okay. She's back again. I'd say she's a busy girl. She goes, what do you think of Belinda? I go, what do you mean? She goes, what you think about her generally? I go, that is very broad. Why do you ask? Just want to know. Right after the loose connection. All right, what do you think about this Belinda chick?
Yeah, that's really interesting. She disappeared, and then all of a sudden she's like, okay, let me fish for information from you.
Yeah. I go, I'm just taken aback by the question. Right now I'm not too pleased, to be honest. She goes, why are you not pleased with her? What has she done wrong? I go, she was supposed to be online over 3 hours ago to chat with me. She was on briefly but did not say hello. It is not the first time it has happened. Kindly wish she would not do that to me. Wish she valued my time a bit more, like Kevin does.
Or a prize.
Yeah. At least he just comes right out and puts a dollar sign on it.
Sure, I can respect that. She goes, I go, it kind of hurts me, but I guess there's nothing I can do about that. Sad emoticon.
Aw.
She goes, have you asked her why she does that? I go, it is always some excuse. Mm-hmm. She goes, and you don't believe what she tells you? I go, sometimes I do. It doesn't matter. Either way, it happens a lot, and it does not make me feel good. She goes, does she know how you feel about that? Maybe it's not intentional. Well, so we got got a therapist here. Joe, you want to lay on the couch for this portion of the show? This is the girl you should have been with. Can't you lay down and type? She goes, maybe it's not intentional. I go, why the sudden interest in my relationship? I have told her. I kind of joked about it. Either way, she can't help it, or she can. Either way, she does not care about me enough not to do it. She goes, Mavis goes, I'm just curious. You know about me and your friend. Just want to know about you, too. I go, okay, she's a pretty girl. She could have a dozen other guys for all I know. She goes, don't you trust her? Not completely. She knows that. She says, okay, wish you two the best of luck. I go, thanks. Do you think her and I should be together? She goes, that's up to you. But from what I know, she's a good girl. I go, well, how well do you know her? She goes, I know her good enough to say that. I go, don't you just know her from the internet?
Yeah.
She goes, yeah. I go, so you know her as well as I do.
And I'm listening to you.
Yeah, exactly. I go, what has she done to make you think so highly of her? She goes, I've known her for some time now, and I trust my judgment. She even advised me to come clean, and that's what I did. That's good enough for me. Remember, the play is that Belinda told Mavis to stop horsing around on Dick El Dorado and to come and show her real pictures.
Right.
Because originally, our dear Mavis was a brunette. And then she got a little darker.
You know how ridiculous this is?
I'm aware of it.
I'm actually a little jealous and a little hurt.
That your scammer has moved on.
But then he's helping and stuff, you know.
But I'm doing right by you. What are you upset about?
I don't know. I've been doing the clips, and I've been thinking about the old times.
You've been writing poetry again.
All I can say is check your spam filter, stupid. This could be you talking to your love.
Yeah.
But remember, you guys were just emails. You never had the Facebook chat going.
I know, but still we had something.
Are you a little upset? But are there a little pause?
As Dick El Dorado, I am, because I'm lonely. I live in my basement with Mr. Whiskers. I've been through a lot.
It sounds like he's fortune telling.
You know?
It sounds like what might happen in the next year.
Oh, wow.
Very funny.
Hot! Hot! But, I mean, forget about Dick El Dorado. I know the character would be, you know, I'm trying to do right. But as you, though, I mean, you were invested.
Oh, yeah. No, as me, no.
I don't think I believe you. I think a little part of you is a little upset with Chelsea.
You think just a little bit, right? So, all right. So you want it, right? So you go, all right. I'm a little as Joe Curry. I'm also a gee whiz. And then as you're progressing, I'm starting to put myself in Dick El Dorado's shoes.
Yes.
And is Dick El Dorado? I'm like bummed and depressed.
He's crushed.
I'm crushed.
But wait a minute. I've done right by Dick El Dorado the whole time. Remember, you're a fragile soul. She has to prove that her intentions are good.
So let's go with that. Is Dick El Dorado. Okay, I'm going to fragile.
I'm not banging your chick, so step off.
But it sounds like, you're chumming up with her and stuff like that. You're helping her find other guys.
Well, she's come clean. I don't want her to be killed.
Well, let me figure that out on my own. Jesus Christ, I can't believe I'm doing this.
You're accusing fake Davin of cock-blocking you with your scammer.
But it's like...
But we've already... Dick
but
El Dorado.
If I was Dick El Dorado, which I am, but in hypothetically, if this was real, I'd be kind of pissed.
Dick El Dorado... Dick El Dorado is a schlub.
It's a schlub. I'm a poor guy. Can you let me make my own decision to figure it out?
Dick El Dorado.
I can't believe we're having this conversation. That's fucking ridiculous.
Dick El Dorado has not communicated with Mavis since he found out that she was not who
because
she
Because you told me you would take care of it.
Because you were fucking up.
No. I was screwing up, but let me do it up. Everything we fight about, now we're fighting about this. Not even real. We're fighting about nothing.
Listen, Dick, and I mean that both ways. It can't be all poetry. This is serious. We've found out a lot, though, since I've taken over this story.
Yeah.
We've gotten her online. We've gotten the video thing. We found out more about the relationship with Belinda. We've had her on the run. We found that there's guys feeding her lines. Dick El Dorado wasn't doing that.
We found out that you might be a murderer or a wizard.
But you guys knew that all along.
Yes. Both.
I'm sorry, Dick. He's upset.
I am upset.
Check your spam filter. This is what happens when you don't check your spam filter.
See how cold you are. That's all you have to say.
I know.
You're screwing a friend over.
I'm not. No, that's not right.
I feel you are.
Oh, wait mean, how can he be screwing a friend over?
I just, haven't put the moves on her.
But the thing is, maybe.
And I could have her.
Maybe you should. I know you could.
Of course I can.
The true colors come out.
Really,
I'm a poor guy. I went through. I got beaten up. I'm trying to sell cars. I live with my. I'm trying to settle my wife's estate. I got a stupid cat that's my only friend in the world. Apparently now I know he's my only friend in the world. And it's stupid.
Pip Helix, intervene. Have I done anything wrong? Has Fake Devin done anything wrong?
You're trying to hook her up with other guys.
No! No, I don't want to get killed by a scammer.
Look at this. He's upset because you always kill the messenger, don't you?
Yeah.
He's the one telling you that your girl is stepping out, and you're getting mad at him.
Yeah, really?
You're getting mad at him.
But I want to hear it for myself. I want to hear it from her.
You couldn't handle it.
I could,
You'd
too.
You'd probably club the cat.
You want to know something?
You can't handle the truth.
Maybe it's Dick Eldorado. Maybe I couldn't.
No, Dick Eldorado couldn't. He's a fragile soul.
Just thinking about the character.
And as you, you're like, well, I can't meet her. I know, because she's fake.
He's 2 days away from hanging the cat and himself.
Yeah.
He's
I can't bring this to the doorstep of Dick.
All right, now I got to step back. Now I got to step back and look at Dick Eldorado as Joe Curry. And
neither one is a catch.
Well, this is scary. Everybody batting the hatches.
Maybe
get off the couch, Pimp Helix. Dick Eldorado and Joe need to cuddle
all right,
on
it. All right, here's the deal. As Dick Eldorado, I'm very hurt. I don't feel what you're doing is right.
You don't know what I'm doing.
Well, you. Well, neither does anybody. But anyway. But.
I can't argue that.
Shush! Shush!
Tom says they're fighting over fictional characters. Someone call the Nut Hut.
Yeah, believe me. But it's, all right. So, as Dick Eldorado, let me finish. As Dick Eldorado, I'm very hurt.
Can I finish? Can I finish?
I'm going to let you finish.
As Dick Eldorado,
yes.
I'm very hurt. I should be able to handle my own stuff. I appreciate you going, you know, trying to help me and deciding what's best for me, but I feel I could, you know, I could do this on my own. Now, as Joe Curry looking at Dick Eldorado, he's pretty pathetic.
You created him.
I know. I'm looking at the character I created.
I'm playing for that character.
I understand.
I'm playing for that character, and I'm seizing on an opportunity that was presented by your ineptitude.
Not
Dick Eldorado's ineptitude.
I understand
Joe Curry's ineptitude.
No. Dick Eldorado.
Spam filter Joe. Not hot.
Wrong. Dick Eldorado. Well, no, actually, I screwed up the spam filter.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
So in turn, I would have fucked Dick Eldorado over.
Yes, you have nobody to be angry but yourself.
I'm my own worst enemy.
Yes. Yes, we've had a breakthrough. Screw you, therapist. We've helped you.
Put out your foot. Now shoot it. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you. We continue.
Thank you. Now back to me and Belinda, damn it. We're trying to solve my problems with my fake girlfriend, not your problems with your fake girlfriend. Asshole. So she goes, I've known her for some time and I trust my judgment. She even advised me to come clean, and that's what I did. That's good enough for me. I go, but would you leave behind your whole world to be with her? Because that's what I'm prepared to do with Belinda.
Right.
She goes, you mean you? No, you stupid. Why don't you gallivant across the hut and see what's going on?
Gallivant across the hut.
Oh, that's funny.
I go, that's what's been discussed. She goes, you're a good man and she is a good girl. You should work your differences and hopefully things will work out for you. I'm sure they will.
Mm-hmm.
I go, that would be nice. I went from creep to a good man, LOL. She laughs. Dick gets jealous. Dick never made a laugh.
Not with that probably with that poetry.
It's good to revisit it, though.
Yeah, boy.
I go, do you feel like you know me better now? She goes, yeah. I go, that's cool. I go, I wish I could send you an Easter gift. I go, that is very sweet. Smiley face. I would rather you spend the money on your daughter. Okay. Now, at this moment.
Whoa.
All right.
Don't gloss over that.
She's going to send me a gift. She's poor, but she's going to send me a gift. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dick Eldorado, take it all in. She don't want your money. She wants your money to send me a gift. Easter gift.
A scammer wants to send you something.
I'm sure I won't have to pay for any shipping.
I was just going to say that. Yeah. For 500, you know, it's 500 bucks, though.
I'm sure it's completely legit. I'm sure it's not stolen goods, bought with stolen credit cards. I'm sure it's perfectly authentic.
It won't arrive COD or anything.
No, it's going to arrive HIV.
Oh, God.
And at this moment, who should appear in the chat?
Flory.
Kevin.
Belinda. Kevin. This Kevin's from now.
Oh,
this
sorry.
Is from, this is from then. Martin.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm in the wrong place in the space-time continuum. Yeah. Mm.
So Belinda pops in. Papa. I go, good afternoon. She goes, hello. I go, hey. She goes, how are you? I go, a little mad with you, to be honest. She goes, oh, what did I do? I go, you told me you'd be around 3 p.m. your time. That is over 4 hours ago. She goes, I know. That's why I'm about to tell you now. Some bad happened to Kasia, that's her daughter, just when I was signed on, so I had to get off again. Sorry about that. I go, what happened to her? Belinda goes, she got hurt while playing with her friends. She hit her mouth on the floor, and she broke her teeth and her lips. There was a lot of blood. I'm devastated.
Oh.
You know, if this is a lie, if this is a lie, it's a really detailed lie.
Yes, it is.
I'm either dealing with upper management or... No, this could be true. This could
it
be
has
true.
The ring of authenticity. It
does, because they do bleed their real life, much like I do. All right,
hold the phone. How, in relation to when she is writing you this, when did this accident happen?
Earlier in the day.
Earlier in the day.
Like 3 hours earlier.
3 hours earlier.
Like we were supposed to meet at a certain time, and, you know, she did not.
3 hours. Now, let's say, hypothetically, your daughter got hurt in the same way, all right? Would you be trying to get online 3 hours later, or would you be very concerned?
If the daughter's home and I can't do anything with her.
Yeah. You know, I mean...
And she knows we had a date.
And there's family probably watching her.
Yeah. Don't judge my girl. How dare you?
I would just think, as a mother...
You know, is that how you're going to think?
Yeah.
All right, Joe, well, give us your mother instinct.
Mother that, you know, 3 hours
your bosom?
After my kid broke her teeth, busted her lip and stuff like that, now I'm going to sit down and chat with stupid. I don't know.
But if she really digs me, which we think she might, or even if she doesn't really dig me, the business is business. You got to pay for those teeth, Joe.
No, you are supposed to pay for the teeth.
But that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, you'll be laying out the check, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see, won't we?
Yes, we will.
She goes, all right, so she tells me that she got hurt. She's devastated. I go, geez, I'm sorry. I go, were they baby teeth at least? She goes, yes. I hope her mouth doesn't swell tomorrow. I go, at least the teeth were baby teeth, so she'll have a pretty smile like her mommy when she is older. Did you put ice on her lip? She goes, sent her to the clinic and got some drugs and injection. Hopes it helps. Seems authentic to me.
Mm.
She goes, I'm sure it will. I asked, did you go with her? Did she need stitches? He goes, yes, I went with her. She didn't need stitches, but an injection and some of drugs. I go, is she in pain now? She goes, yes, she is. I'm worried sick over her. I'm sorry, babe. If she did not need stitches, it's most likely just a small cut. They are her baby teeth as well. The damage is not permanent. I just want to see something. All right, let me go back to Mavis. Because I'm talking to them both at the same time.
Wait a minute. Now you say in a chat, can they see each other?
No, they popped up on Facebook. I mean, okay. they might be working right next to each other. It's possible.
Probably.
So I go back to Mavis, because now I'm talking to them both at the same time.
Yeah.
So.
You're working your ass off.
I am!
I know!
So I go to Mavis. I go, well, it turns out I'm a big jerk. Sad face. She goes, what's wrong? I go, Belinda was late because her daughter got hurt, and I assume she was just being forgetful or rude. Ugh. She goes, oh, oops, you have patience with her. I go, I try. It is hard. She goes, okay. I go, you seem busy. She goes, a friend lost his job. I go, I'm sorry to hear that. I guess somebody, a scammer just got found out.
Yeah.
I go, I'm sorry to hear that. I'll let you go and console him. She goes, he's in the States.
Oh.
Well, now this affects everybody. He lost his job. Damn it.
Oh, you know, now the money pipeline is broken.
Oh, God damn it. I did not know you had other friends from the United States. She goes, we met on Facebook.
Of course you did.
I go, former love interest? She goes, don't understand. I go, I meant, was he a former boyfriend? She goes, no, we just met here. I go, oh, gotcha. She goes, what do you want to say? I go, I don't understand. She goes, oh, gotcha. I go, man, I understand what you're saying. She goes, yeah. I go, do you have a lot of white friends? She goes, on Facebook and being real. I go, I understand. What does that have to do with having white friends? She goes, sorry. I go, why are you sorry?
You're white.
We all are. Especially in the penis area. Mavis goes, thought I was rude. I go, no, you're fine. Just wondering if you have any white friends. If you have many white friends. She goes, on Facebook. I go, so you no longer think white people do not like black people?
Ah.
She goes, some do. I go, well, sure. Some black people hate white people, too. Before, you were afraid to show yourself as a black woman. What changed? Richard.
Look at him light up. Look at stupid him light up.
He's still in the game. Still in the game.
Running from ear to ear.
Now I feel better.
Like, he just, like, snapped to attention in every facet.
Look what I did.
Yeah. No, he's all happy. Well, the other friend lost a job. Better go back to Richard and see what's going on with that settlement.
I've been going through a lot of this lately. All right.
I go, that is nice. Are you happy you're letting people see the real you? She goes, yeah. Makes me feel I get nothing to hide. I go, so there's smile. I give a smiley face. She gives a thumbs up. I go, I guess no matter how everything turns out, this worked out well for you. She goes, yeah. I guess in some small way, mine and Belinda's relationship helped you. She goes, you helped me. I go, I don't think I personally helped you. She goes, you did. See, somebody appreciates me, Dick Eldorado. I go, well, I'm glad I helped you, though I'm not sure what I did. She goes, really? I go, yes, really. She goes, glad to hear. I go, what did I do? Guess not bad for somebody you thought was a murderer, LOL. She laughs.
So did I.
Yeah. I go, if you keep laughing at my jokes, you might find you actually like me, and we would not want that to happen, winky face. She laughs. I go, better stop, Mavis. You might start saying nice things about me, and we can't have that. She goes, you don't want me to say nice things? I go, you will ruin my reputation as a murderer.
Tom says, now what is this, Ghanaian wife swap?
No, Dick's got nothing. Except a cat. Mavis laughs. I go, at least you do not hate me anymore until you decide to hate me again, LOL. She goes, gotta go. I go, see ya, have a nice night. So that was Mavis. And then we'll go back to Belinda. Any thoughts, Joe?
Yes.
All right.
of course.
Joe's back in the game.
Right, now.
oh, look at that.
He's ready to go.
One good thing. Yeah, I'm back in the game. Now, my question. I'm questioning the relationship between Belinda and Mavis, and the reason why is, they know each other.
Yeah.
And now, let's be truthful here. It looks like Davin and Mavis are getting a little bit more friendly. Do you feel that this situation would be stepping on Belinda's toes in relation to scamming Davin?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if Belinda knew that they were getting closer.
They might be upset. Because
Or it could be she's getting closer to help ease my mind with Belinda to help seal the deal. You know?
Well, yeah, because she was talking up Belinda.
Exactly.
What a good girl she is.
Exactly. So maybe she wants, maybe if I feel closer to Mavis, she could be the therapist and go, no, it's okay. She's a good girl. She's
right,
really
because,
into you.
Because it's almost like the thing Honor Among Thieves, where, you know, they're either in trying to reel him in with reinforcement, or is she trying to steal him away from Belinda?
Oh, I don't get that feeling.
Okay, and I kind of get a little bit.
But she just mentioned Richard and another guy.
Right, but what I'm saying is it also, this situation would also detail how close they are and how close they claim to be. Because if Mavis is an acquaintance to Belinda, if she's trying to move in on Davin, it's not such a big deal. If they know each other as much as they, you know, allude to, it could be a problem. If they're not working in tandem together.
Well, I mean, they're working some way in tandem together.
In tandem together. Mm-hmm. How close in tandem would depend on the relationship.
It depends on the organization.
They
just might be determined to say, somebody's going to get this guy's money.
Yeah. You know, that's good.
I'll tell you what. There's enough fake Davin to go around. I'll bang all these bitches.
Yeah.
Well, the chat is they're floating the idea that either they're the same person.
They're not the same person.
Lisa
stop
says,
it.
Lisa says split personality.
They're not. I have visual and audio confirmation. They are not the same person.
Due to the conversations, how the conversations were back to back, you know, instantaneous. And the way
they might have each other on speed dial,
but the way the stories are, you know, there's such a different dynamic between each story where I think to switch from one dynamic to another dynamic
like
that quick.
They're not that good.
They're not that good.
And I think that's even for somebody that's good. Like if we're switching between characters in a bit and stuff like that, sometimes it gets tough, even though we're horsing around.
Yeah.
But to switch the dynamic that quick, I don't think that it's the same person.
You guys got to get out of your head that this is the same person. I have visual and audio.
Fine.
Not you.
Fine.
No, I'm talking to the Den Pen, not you.
All right.
I have visual and audio contact. These are different girls. And like Joe said, the conversations are different. The way they do things are different. These are different girls. They obviously know each other.
Right.
So
right.
I think they're working for, at least they started working for the same organization. You know, mm-hmm. there might be the Mavis chapters like, listen, we got to get this guy's money. And there might be the Belinda, we don't know how well they communicate. And right. the Belinda chapter who actually likes me now.
All right.
Which we said is possible.
Okay. Now, key things to think of, and in my agenda, key things to think of their, what I brought up before, their relationship to each other. And if they're working close to each other, how well they know each other, and what their game is with Davin. If they're trying to lure him in, or maybe if Mavis is trying to steal him away and try to get some money.
I think Tom has an answer.
He says, if Richard and fake Davin bang this broad, just remember, it's only gay if you look each other in the eyes or if your balls touch.
Well, I'll tell you what, if we do, Tom will be able to discern everybody's orgasm in that equation.
I think
there's still a play to get Dick El Dorado, if we can do that,
yeah.
by Mavis. And I think Mavis here is here to shore up some of the damage that if I'm thinking about, if I'm upset with Belinda. Because if they talk, they know that I'm upset by things.
Now, in that key area right there, it's going to be interesting as we move on to see what their reaction is to the relationship with the other person.
Yes.
You know, like, oh, well, Belinda and I had words. Oh, do tell. That could be something where it might be trying to move in. Or, well, give her another chance. She's go, you know, which means they're working in tandem or that wasn't their intention. So there's a kind of a little dynamic going on
now,
here.
Now, remember, previously to this, and maybe why Mavis has to act in here now, is I told Mavis I now believe Belinda was the one who was lying. Remember, I sold out Belinda.
Oh, yeah.
So, and then this new Mavis conversation comes on the heels of that. So I think that leads credence to my thing that Mavis is trying to shore it up now because I threw Belinda under the bus.
Yeah, it sounds more like Mavis is trying to shore up the relationship between fake Davin and Belinda she's creeping on him.
Right. Now, that's a fair deal because she didn't really, she was kind of reinforced, like you said, reinforcing that instead of, dragging her, throwing her under the bus in that situation. So, like I said, whether I'm right or wrong, it does indicate how their relationship is with each other. We get a general idea.
When Mavis did see me, to go back to Joe's initial, that she did say I was cute. What's that about? Why would she do that?
You're just
she is real.
What?
I said you're just irresistible.
No, I know what you said, but Joe said then she is real.
Yeah.
That would mean that she thinks I'm cute, Joe. That doesn't help your cause.
Yeah, that was actually a compliment.
Thanks, stupid. You know, when you don't want to be nice, you really are.
Well, I know what you were saying.
I thought you meant didn't think it was cute.
No, she thought I was cute. I said,
she's blind. Okay.
It doesn't really. But it adds to theory.
Tom says he thinks that Ishmael's the handler for both of them.
Could be.
Now, that's a damn good point.
Isn't that a damn good point?
All right. So let's go back.
I'm sorry to interrupt one more time. Will you think of having a video chat with Mavis?
I did have a video chat with Mavis.
All right. Okay. That's how
I said I have visual confirmation. You heard it. You were here.
All right. Now, listen to me. Did you think or see anybody that looked remotely like Ishmael or in the background?
No. We just heard. I didn't see.
Did it sound like Ishmael?
Remember when I was seeing Ishmael, there was a lot of
interference.
There was a lot of audio, so I really can't confirm that.
Right, because I'm going with what Tommy was saying. You know, where that bringing that back to that video conference
is
a hammer.
They're working that closely. They're really sloppy.
Yeah.
You know, and I just
well, it's not the Jet Propulsion Lab over there. You know what I mean?
But these guys are better than most scammers. So that would be really sloppy if they're working that much in tandem. And, all right. So anyway, so now back to Belinda, because I was talking to the two of them, and I can't do that for the show.
Right.
So Belinda goes, I know, but she did a child, and she's going through so much pain. Talk about the mouth.
Right.
I go, that is the hard part. Put ice on her lip or give her a shot of whiskey. Mm-hmm. And I go, is she still awake? She goes, yes, she's finding hard to sleep. I'm sitting with her now. I go read her a story. We'll talk later on. Give her a kiss from me.
Wait. She's chatting from the house?
On her phone.
Oh.
Yeah, that's how she talks to me on the phone.
Okay.
So I go read her story. We'll talk later on. Give her a kiss from me. She goes, it's okay. We can talk. I go, you sure? It sounds like Kasha needs you now. She goes, will you be here for long? I go, depends what is long. She goes, want her to sleep so we can chat. I go, I should be here for a bit. Don't worry about me. She is more important. She goes, okay, see you in a bit. I go, okay. And then she comes back later. She goes, well, I thought you would be online, but I guess you were gone anyway. Good night. And then I come back. I go, I was online for a while. I hung around for almost 2 hours.
Waiting for you.
Figured you weren't coming back. How is Kasha feeling? Am I seeing you on Thursday? And there's no response. I go, let's video chat on Friday. You should be close by the house on Thursday for Kasha. That's what I suggest to her. And that ends it.
Mm.
So, what do you guys think? Think Belinda's legit with this bloody kid?
Well, you know what? She didn't immediately... I mean, she's a little bit more subtle than, you know, say, Flory. She didn't immediately dive into, oh, no, she's going to need an operation, but, you know, or she needs something extra because of the tooth.
So you think if there's a money play, it's BS, and if there is no money play, it's real?
Yes.
Okay, interesting. Joe?
I still feel, in the context, you know, I'm not a mother. Well, people think I'm a real mother.
They spell it differently.
Huddle, huddle, huddle.
There's a word after it, too.
But I just feel that 3 hours after your daughter busted her lip, lost her teeth, and now you're chatting, it doesn't seem right.
See, I would. Yeah. I mean, if there's nothing I can do with her, and she put the kid to bed.
Yeah, she settled down. And
you can't stand over like a hen, Joe. You know, you gotta, you know, the kid is in Belinda's lap.
Yeah.
We're chatting, you know, and she didn't argue with me. Oh, no, it's fine. She goes, okay.
It's different than if she had gone down to the cafe to be chatting away and left the kid home. But
yeah.
She's sitting there on the bed with her, and it's like, there's only so much soothing you can do, and then the kid's just got to fall asleep.
Yeah.
So, I have to go with Davin on that one. It's like, you know, they should do what she could do.
Okay, I think you alluded to this. I think money's going to be coming down the pike soon.
You guys all have such you just think the worst of these people.
Well, it's a great setup. They're going to have an operation. They need stitches. They're going to need teeth.
All right,
it wasn't we're going to need money. Teeth, there was adult
all right,
teeth.
So let's throw this out.
Was
there.
It adult teeth? Or I thought it was baby teeth.
Baby teeth.
It was baby teeth.
So we don't know what's going to happen. Actually, she wouldn't need an operation with baby teeth.
No, but
she didn't need stitches.
So that wasn't a smart play if she's going for the money.
All right, so let's throw this out there, and we'll see what happens as the weeks go on, days go on in my relationship. She asked for money,
mm-hmm.
Clearly scammer play.
Yeah.
We all agree, clearly scammer
play? Yes.
Yeah.
If this whole episode goes by, and there's never asked for money for medical bills, authentic, she's into me, like I've said. Well,
and
no,
you know what? You puffed up your little chest when you
certainly
said that.
Doesn't have to be that
dude,
little. I need
me.
To go back to the gym.
She's into me. Boom. He shook up his chest.
Pecs. Bam, bam.
Bam, bam.
But does that mean now it's more of the marriage ploy, like I said?
Oh. Well, there's still that. I mean, you know, Scamming Scammer said, you know, sometimes they'll groom you for up to 2 years. So
nobody wants to spend that time with me.
She's talking about spending eternity with you.
That's true.
You know?
Of course, if I go to Ghana, eternity might not be so long.
No, you'll be going there quick enough.
Yeah.
I'll haunt your ass.
So
at least
saying,
I can pay Kevin.
As far as asking for the money, Scamming Scammers is saying, oh, she will, with a lot of exclamation points, I might add.
All right, so everybody in the chat thinks this is a money
because
play.
It's a golden opportunity. It's a golden opportunity to do so because, number one, it was an accident. When you have an accident, it's something that's like that was unplanned. It's kind, you know, it's
is this
kind
back
of
to your childhood.
No, it's kind of an unfortunate.
Get off the couch.
It's an unfortunate incident. It's also an unfortunate expenditure where I need help. Can I get some money? I got to pay the doctor. I didn't expect the kid to fall. I need money. Could you please help? You say you love me. Blah blah blah. It's perfect. It's perfect. You could see that, you know, that line being put in the water, pulling on the heartstrings. So basically, the scam. Jesus Christ! I wish I would have thought of that. Yeah, but it sounds like it's ripe for the picking. You know,
it's not too late for you to have a kid.
Yeah, really.
Tom says I think it's a bit fishy. I wouldn't be chatting with someone if I had a hurt kid, and Lisa agrees with him. So I guess they're thinking, you know, that Davin, you and I are heartless, and we would be chatting.
Well, we're in love. We're in love. I'm there to comfort her. You creep.
A love of a child is a lot stronger than that. After 3 hours, after an incident like that, and believe me, if you know what,
if you have a kid, you know what? After they're crying and anything, there's like Pip said, there's only so much you can do.
Yeah.
You know what? We'll find out. That's the beautiful thing about this bit. It keeps going. Mm-hmm. So we'll find out. Is there a money play? Am I being groomed? Or is this real?
Mm.
We'll find out. Maybe I have pictures of a bloody kid. Bam! look at this.
Boy, that would be tough. That would be pretty good if you got
they just
that.
Just roughed up the kid for the bit.
Yeah.
Come here, girl.
Come here, stupid.
correct. I put the camera to him.
Mugged for the camera.
If that was true, I'm out.
We're going to be more careful where I walk. That's right, dumbbells.
Shut up. He'll send money for a teddy bear. It'll be okay.
A golden teddy bear.
Sure.
With
sure.
A Western Union trucker.
Right? All right. So I think that's a good place to end. I think let's recap. Me and Kevin will be talking.
Yeah.
A little business. Kevin and I talk a little business. We're back connected again. Mavis and I getting along. Joe thinks I'm honing in on the chick. Mavis and I getting along good. She no longer thinks I'm a murderer / wizard.
Mm.
But she's talking up Belinda.
Mm.
Belinda's kid, had a tragedy. That's why she couldn't video cam talk.
Right.
And that's why she's taking care of it. A lot of people think I'm being groomed for the payoff for these medical bills.
I'm seeing a lot of grooming words in the chat.
Pip and I say, well, you know what? Maybe it happened.
Money grab.
Triage.
Pimp Helix? Tell me and I'll repeat it in the mic. What do you think?
I think she's going to set you up for the big fall.
Pimp Helix thinks I'm being set up for the big fall, much like her daughter.
Mm. Watch your teeth.
Watch your teeth, kid. Put on the night guard.
Funny.
All right. Good place to end. I think we've set up a lot of things.
Yeah.
I think we're in a good place. We'll read some stuff. Don't leave during this part because sometimes we say funny things during it. And then I'll tell you guys what's coming up next week. We got a fun show planned for you next week as well. You know, we always got to start by thanking Success Martial Arts.
Yes.
Oh, great.
What?
Look at it. Tom commented on my status. Hot.
Atta boy, Trucker Tom. That's a boy. That's what we're talking about. That's the good stuff. Joe's going to take his phone and go home. Sharky doesn't like it at all. Asshole. Hot.
Hey, you're hot.
That's probably the last voice you heard saying that. back to success. See, if you bailed out on that, you wouldn't have missed this. See? So, good. Success Martial Arts. Great for learning. No, enjoy yourself. Great for learning karate and self-defense.
Not time for that yet.
Would you like some orgasms to finish off, too?
Thank you, no.
Perfect together. Not orgasms. Karate. Perfect together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment, karate. Or you want private lessons, karate. Success Martial Arts is the dojo for you. They got a new dojo. It's in Goshen. Just opened it up on Monday.
Oh,
definitely check it
out.
Good. Yeah. Good for those guys, man.
Give them a call. Learn more. 845-469-1716 or check them out at smacenters.com. Are you in the mood for great Italian food? Then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Ciancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache. I'll make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. Listen, I got to tell you guys, we had our latest comedy show there on Friday. Food was awesome. I had this chicken dish. Really good. They had like braised short ribs. They always do it well. He's always really happy after the meal there.
Yeah.
And then we did the comedy show, and Paul Bond absolutely crushed it.
Great.
Paul Bond crushed it. I mean, so Francesco's, they have the food that puts you in a good mood. We bring the comedy. You really got to check out Francesco's. All you got to do is go to 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. They'll cater. They'll do lunch and dinner. You go to their website, francescos-restaurant.com, and there'll be another comedy show. So when you call, ask when that's going to be. But, yeah, man, Francesco's does it right. Just gentlemen, and just always have a good time there.
I had some ravioli there that made me want to cry. It was so good.
I'm glad you put that. It was so good. I mean, we say things that make you want to cry, and it's not because it's good.
Not good at
all. Scammy Scammer wants to know if they deliver. She happens to be in Australia.
Sure, they'll go down under. If you will. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli of Chester, New York. This is where I go when I'm driving across the country. My big morning thing. Mm. Get my little bagel with a schmear. Fresh, delicious water bagel of New York. Of New York City and Orange County. Every morning, a wide variety of Goldberg's bagels are made. They make them on premises way better than the frozen stuff. Guys, if you can't get to Goldberg's, you're missing out. But they even have like low fat choices, which I need to go because I'm starting to get fat again. So got to stomp that immediately. Immediamente. They have the famous bagels. They also have the deli. They got great food there. They have the zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh biscuit, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut. I get the New Yorker. I don't think you can really go wrong with like a pastrami corned beef combo.
No.
That's just like, it's gluttony, but I love it so much. So you want to check them out. They're open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. on the weekends. You visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York,
or you call them up, 845-469-8505. And, you know, don't forget, if you're a veteran, we have veterans that are fans of the show, or if you're a fan of this show, Davin's, and you go there, you tell them what the deal is, you get 10% off. You can't beat that.
Nice.
And finally, Surf Easy. The Surf Easy's VPN for your iPhone, Android, or computer is the easiest way to protect your online privacy and identity. Listen, we've had fans of the Den actually write us and everything, say how much they love this,
yeah,
how affordable it is, and how easy it is. It's like plug and play. It's perfect. Surf Easy wraps all of your data in bank-grade encryption, preventing hackers, snoops, and even your ISP from spying on your online activities. You use it to secure yourself in public, like Wi-Fi spots. Like, people like to go to the coffee shop.
Yeah, they want to sit in Starbucks and everything and play. And then it always tells you, you be careful because your information could be seen by others. Doesn't that give you the creeps?
Surf Easy locks you down.
Yeah.
Nice and secure. So you're not trackable. They can't get your IP address. Nobody can keep track of the websites that you visit where you get these orgasms. So you got to take back the control of your privacy today with a free account. You can get a free account with Surf Easy. Sign up to surfeasy.com or download it from your favorite app store. And finally, my company, Side Splitting Productions. Man, we had a bunch of great comedy shows last week. We knocked it out of the park. There's no reason why you're not calling us up for the best comics. We'll come. We'll hang out. We got comics. We got DJs. Murder Mysteries. Always a good time to go. Sidesplittingproductions.com. SideSplittingProductions.com or call me up 551-404-3094. If you get me before the show enough, I'll be nice. You get me after the show, you say terrible things? Not so much. Pip, where can people hear this splendid program?
People can hear us live every Tuesday on HawkRadio.net, WKAD Radio, Wicked, Clutch and Wiggle, CyanNetRadio.com, TalkSuperStation.com, The Juggernaut, MacDaddyRadio.com, iHeartRadio, TheIndieAuthority.com, and our newest affiliate, RuthlessRadio.fm. Davin's Den is available for download at DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, PodAlmighty.com.
PodAlmighty!
There it is.
Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app.
Get the app.
iHeartRadio.
Of course we do.
And RuthlessRadio.fm.
Yeah, I got to put that up there, and I will.
Yeah.
Joe, who are we friends with?
The Kerry Edelman Show of My Friend, Unique and Different by incorporating guests' past and present experiences. The Kerry Edelman Show interviews, explores, and delves into the lives of some of the most fascinating and interesting musicians, comedians, writers in the entertainment industry today. Check out her live show Monday evenings at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To listen live or to check out past shows, go to blogtalkradio.com/asshole.
I don't think that's part of it.
Doing so well. BlogTalkRadio.com.
How about just read it as your own voice and get through it?
Kerry Edelman. No, because I'm having it fun doing it this way, citizen.
Improperly.
The Watson and Watson Show was born from a labor of love, or should we say constant disagreement. Judy and Johnny Watson, a.k.a. mother and son, are constantly battling each other on different issues of life, from politics to sports to proper parenting, or in an Italian family turns, discussing passionately about it. If you like a radio show that is entertaining, funny, passionate, and you can have basically the whole family enjoy it, tune on in. You won't be disappointed. If anything, after listening to these two, you'll realize your family isn't bad at all, after all. Every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WatsonandWatson.com.
Pip, where is Mr. Helix going to be jamming?
His band, Johnny and the Alimonies, are going to be playing Saturday, February 8th at Pie Man Cottage, which is 107 Route 303 in Valley Cottage, New York, at 9 p.m. They have great food, great drink. Come on by and see the band.
Joe, where are you going to be this week?
Thursday night, I'll be at Brokerage Comedy in Belmore, New York. Go to govs.com for tickets on that one. Friday night, I will be at the Skyline Restaurant up in Windsor Locks, Connecticut. 8 o'clock show for reservations. Dial 860-823-9296. And on Saturday, I will be at Jester's Comedy Club in Chester, New York. Give them a call for reservations at 845-345-1039.
Maybe I'll come by and say hello.
Good man.
We'll see if I can do that. Got a good show next week. Next week we do our Valentine's Day show, which is the countdown for Epic Love Fails. That's where each one of us come up with three stories that we don't share with each other, and we have to battle it out for the top love fail of the past year.
Not our
top own. Top three news stories love fails, like love that just goes wrong. Here's what I'm going to do this year. I'm going to open it up to you guys, too. You guys can post your story on the Davin's Den Facebook page. And if your love fail makes it into the top three, we'll send you a prize. All you got to do is, you can win, show, or place, you get a prize.
If you get a box with holes in it, it's probably one of my cats.
Yeah, sure. So you go to you go to the Davin's Den Facebook page, and thank you guys. We've been really getting a lot of likes lately. I appreciate that. Thank you guys.
Yeah.
It means a lot to us.
And thanks for hanging out in the pen. You guys are troublemakers, and we love you.
Yes. And my third text, my third Facebook message, hot.
Well, Tom?
No.
No.
That's great.
They're all piling.
Oh, I love it. Ah, God bless you, Gen Pen.
One of them's Kevin.
Hot. Listen, this money's hot. So, once again, thank you guys for playing Name That Orgasm. I got another game, brand new game, that I'll bring out in the near future.
Nice.
Once again, congratulations to Name That Orgasm United, gay and straight. Name That Orgasm champion, Trucker Tom. Had to take it to overtime. Had to take it to sudden death. But the man knows an orgasm, both male and female, when he hears it. I believe I'm going to have a certificate for you, Trucker Tom, that I will include with the 10 Metaphors for Love, Brenna Swanger, CD. So enjoy that.
I already emailed you the certificate, by the way.
Oh, did you?
Yep.
Fantastic. We're very proud of you. Thank you guys for hanging out. As always, if you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Because I'll fucking find you and bitch at you.
You don't want that.
No, you don't.
That to us.
Ask Maud.
Yeah.
Either way, keep on listening. Thanks, guys.